makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you going to do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely at some point will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right. What's going on? Last show of the year. What's up, all my dogs out there? It's your boy, the Dean. Get your crayons out. As always, y'all know the routine that we always do for all you guys out there. Before we start the show, we ask you guys to go ahead and get your notebooks out, get your crayons out, go ahead and start taking notes. The information that we're going to be talking about is something that can be utilized right now. So what we want you to do is go ahead and get your crayons out, ask questions, put a cue. If we have a question, T for text question. And if a woman's saying something to you that you don't understand, just put a W, and we will definitely cover that. Also, guys, I forgot the next part. The next part of this is, guys out there, if you're new to this, make sure, guys, you go get your puzzle pieces. All this is very important. Your puzzle pieces are the first step. So if you want to know the first step in all this, make sure you get your puzzle pieces, like I've always said, to understand what it is we're trying to teach you. Okay, gentlemen. Also, on that note, what you're about to hear, guys, we want to let you know is 100% authentic, 100% original. We're not mimicking anybody else. What you are hearing right now is us, 100% us. And we're going to be talking about, we have a pretty good show for y'all today, guys. Very, very good show. Oh, wait, can't show y'all that. Ooh, I forgot. I'm going to show y'all that in a second. Can't show y'all that right now, but I will show you guys. It's going to be the last show of the year, okay? And on today's show, let me make sure I put it up for you guys out there, for those that don't understand what we're going to be doing today. And like I told you guys last night, we're going to be talking about that, and that is the single-minded man becoming smooth. Becoming smooth, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to discuss on the show. Just trying to look over everything, make sure. Wonder where. Oh, and also, guys, you'll get the opportunity. Go ahead and hit that button, notification button. Get a chance. Go ahead and subscribe to the show, guys. Hit the like button. Oh, speaking of likes, you know, speaking of likes, this is the last one of the year. For the last one of the year, as always, hey guys, you know what I got to do. If I had my hat, I got to take my hat off to the guys out there that broke the record in the Man Mindset history. So if y'all are looking above you right here, you see the record right here is 179. So shout out to the guys on December 15th. I will always, every show we do, we'll always shout out you guys because you are in Man Mindset history until it's broken. So guys, y'all got a question. We're going to add any questions y'all got, gentlemen, don't worry. We're going to answer all your questions. We're just putting, we're going to stack them up as we're doing the show, but I promise I'll answer any questions that you have. If you want to call in, guys, y'all see the number right there above me right there. So you don't have to worry about it. 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. We got you covered. This is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session, and let's get into it. I got to also periodically check the phone lines as well. Okay. Well, before I get into it, let me answer this question, then we'll get into the smooth and stuff and all that. Shorty. Okay, I've been tagging 3-4 times a month. Showed up today, different energy. Still tagged, but she got a pic of her and a dude on her phone now. Wait, I don't understand. Wait. Shorty, I've been tagging for three. Oh, a shorty, a chick you've been fucking, okay? 3-4 times a month showed up today with a different energy. Still tagged, but she's got a picture of her and a dude on her phone now. How do I keep her around when she has a boyfriend? Lewis, here's a problem, Lewis. Turn that down a little bit. Lewis, here's the problem. There's a few problems that you have right here. Here's a problem, Lewis. Now, guys, I'm just reading what he's saying, okay? I'm just reading what he's saying, so I'm not trying to be mean or cruel. I'm just going to keep it a buck with him. All right, Lewis, there's a lot of problems here. There's a lot of problems here. If you've been fucking this chick 3-4 times a month, that means your fuck game is terrible. Because if you're actually really fucking her the way you should be, being smooth, being seductive, being naughty, being nasty, being dirty, being kinky, learning how to move mountains in her mind and touch her in ways that we teach you guys how to do that, you wouldn't be asking this question. Because here's the thing that I don't understand. This is something that I understand. How do you know that she has a picture of a guy in her phone if you ain't looking in her phone, if you're not snooping in her shit? There's some problems here, and I'm glad that she's leaving you alone because you have some serious internal problems, and you need to leave this woman alone because you're coming off really, really odd and creepy. Because you're in your fucking emotions because you're smashing one. And then you're telling me that she's got a picture of this dude in her phone, meaning she didn't just hold that phone up. And the reason she's got different energy is because a lot of women, when they meet new guys, they feel different things. So I'm going to tell you, leave her alone. Because look what you're saying. How do you keep her around? You had the opportunity to keep her around, but your game, brother, was so bad. But hey, M-Dog, right, why do you care? Absolutely. There's so many things wrong with this, brother. There's so many things. It's in her background. But what I'm saying is, how do you know? How do you know? And like I say, why the other guy in the chat, why do you care? This is why y'all lose, because y'all ain't standing on anything, man. She showed her today with a different energy. So what? You still tagged. So what? But here's the thing. Why are you in your feminine? Why are you in your feelings? Why do you care? That's the million-dollar question I'm asking. Why do you care? Why are you in your feelings? If you're hitting it, why do you care? What do you mean keep her around because she has a boyfriend? You don't have the skills to keep her around, man. Come on, dog. Y'all got to be better than that, man. Come on, man. Y'all, you tripping over this one bitch. You got to stop that shit. You got to stop that, brother, okay? I say that with love to you. You got to stop that. Anyway, guys, let me show y'all something before we get into the smooth, because I, you know, this is a journey that we took all week long. And I'll keep you, Brett. Now, remember the journey we took. Forget about the Kenny Rogers stuff, but right here, remember the journey we took when he bought her a gift, kind of fucked things up. She hit him with, yeah, are you going to be in New York? And he wasn't clear and concise. So I kind of helped him out a little bit. I helped him to clean it up a little bit and take the risk, because I don't believe in double texting, but he had to because he is going to town and stuff. So he hit her with more detail, and he got the response. So that's good. I just wanted to show you. The woman said, cool. So they're on. He came around. So I want to share that. But also, guys, I always tell you guys, and we're the only ones that do that. A lot of the guys always say, Steve, show me receipts. Steve, show me receipts. You don't show me receipts. Where are receipts? And I show you, this is from a client. Client sent this today, and I'm very proud of him about to show this. And this is a guy that did a lot of hard work. He busted his ass, and he's starting to get it. Things are starting to connect, and he's starting to get the women. I want y'all to see what it's like. This is what it is like when you follow what we're showing you. What she says is that you always know how to make me blush. Remember, I keep telling you, tapping in. Then she sends him a photo of her in the bathroom. Remember, I told you, when you begin to train them with the photos and the videos and the audios, they're going to start reaching out. But the most important thing that she's saying is right at the bottom that I know you already read, but I want y'all to see it. I decided to take a warm bubble bath after my workout. The only thing missing is you, and this is how the lifestyle is as a man. This is what we teach you guys. This is what we try to get you young men to see as far as the game and how deep the game is. And this is why it is very important that you guys out there learn what I'm showing you. But today, we have a good show today. We're going to be talking about smooth. We're going to be talking about smooth. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. But if not, let's soak it up. I've always told you now to go back to this whole week, what we've been talking about and studying. We've been talking about our fours, how to move on your four. And the thing about moving on your four, a four is you know why, you can defend it, stand on it, and be able to express it. But a four, like we talked about before, is about your before, during, and after. You got to be four in knowing you. You got to be four in your skills. You got to be four in the way you communicate. You got to be four not only in the way that you build trust for yourself, but you got to be a four in the way that women begin to trust you, okay? So we're here to talk about smooth today. I love the thing I love about smooth, man, is that the coolest thing about being smooth is when you walk out of your door, gentlemen, when you walk out of your door, you're not thinking about meeting women. You're not thinking about doing anything, but you know when the moment is right. It's an unfair advantage. It's an unfair advantage because of how your mindset is. And that's what we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be discussing smooth. And I want y'all to write it down. Like I said before, if I'm going too fast, slow me down, ask questions, but I'm going to talk, okay? I'm going to talk and pause and break some down. But there are things about smooth that we're going to talk about also. We're going to talk about things of being smooth. But the thing about being smooth and why it's so important in everything you do is because as I'm learning to connect to myself, gentlemen, I am also learning how to interact with the world. And the reason I can connect with women easier is because of the connection I have to myself. how I meet them, how I put my bid in, okay? Not looking for a relationship, but I've always known since I was 9 years old, time, patience, always rehearsing me, always knowing and having a clear, concise, impactful idea of what I want to do, what I want, and how I want to be, okay? And all this is what it's about for all you guys out there. This is what it's about. It's about having that connection with yourself where you know no matter who you run into, when you run into them, or whatever happens, that it's already an unfair advantage because you know you so well that you can break down just about anything. Anything. And see, what comes with smooth, gentlemen, and what I'm trying to teach you is you must, of all things, you must accept and you must be fine with and you must have a willingness in your mind that not necessarily failure, because you don't fail as a man, but you know that you're not going to get every woman out there, okay? So many of you guys get mad at yourselves, and so many of you guys beat yourselves up. You get mad. And what I'm saying is that I don't ever fail because I only do what I set my mind to do. As a man, that's all I do. All I want to do is make sure that every move that I make, I know why I'm doing it before, during, and after. And these are the things that's going to make me smooth because it's going to help me learn me. It helps me learn my strengths and my weaknesses. I don't have, but for you guys, you have more weaknesses than strengths. So you got to focus on the weaknesses, okay? Because it's not about how pretty she is. It's not about how tall she is. It's not about the tight clothes that she wears. Smooth is not about the makeup that she puts on or the wig, the weave, and all that stuff. That's not what smooth is about. Smooth is about me being air, sand, and water to a point where I pull out emotions in a woman where she starts to see me as the prize. She starts to say to herself, what kind of a man is this? Wow, interesting. Okay? And that's what we're going to be talking about that today. Because I want you guys to lock this down. I want you guys to have an understanding of whatever. See, I know me, and I trust me. And the things that, see, when I'm putting my bid in, gentlemen, all right, and I'm putting my bid in, I never talk about my feelings or how I feel, how I think, or how lucky I am, or try to get sympathy from the woman. I'm not looking for that stuff. I'm not discussing my thoughts. You've got to stop discussing things that you think the woman wants you to hear. But also, what's so cool is that how I talk. And I tell you guys, as a smooth man, it's really what you like. It's real easy on the tongue. You know what I mean? See, when you know that you're dangerous, gentlemen, you can lure women in. Because of how I am, I'm here to grab her attention to a point where she trusts me enough to open that door and allow me in. That's all I'm doing, okay? That's all I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to get done. Whiskey, Don, yesterday I was talking to a 25-year-old married lady, She said she likes to read before bed. I asked what type of book she liked to read. Romance novels. And I was like, damn, Steve is right. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. They read. The reason why they read romance novels is because they love to be seduced. But seduction on a sexual level. They don't want to be seduced by your money, because if they're seduced by your money, then they're going to make it about the money, gentlemen. They're going to make it about the money. And that's the one thing we want you guys to avoid in all of this. Making it not about the money, but making it more about who you are, how you move, and what you are, okay? Because, see, I know things about me, and my life is very interesting. And not only is my life interesting, but I can talk to a woman and pull out interesting things in her without even trying. You know, it's weird when you're smooth and you meet somebody and they feel relaxed. That's when the trust, the non-trust, her not trusting you goes away, because before you know it, she will always find herself caught into the conversation, caught into you, and not realizing that she's giving you all the information. That I mean, it's like when you meet a woman, they'll tell you, you know, my boyfriend doesn't talk to me this way. My husband doesn't talk to me this way. The guy I'm dating doesn't talk to me this way. Wow. I mean, you have such a way with words. And again, my four is not necessarily a way with words, but also it's a way of action that connects to the words. Okay. The action that connects to the words. But one thing you gentlemen and one thing you guys can't do, and you can't be, you can't be nervous and you can't worry about what you don't have, because that's something that a lot of guys do. They're always worrying about themselves, what they have versus what they don't have, and all that other stuff. See, my goal is to build enough sexual tension between her and I that she wants to move to the next level. I'm never trying to force it. But on the other hand, this is tricky because I keep telling you guys, being smooth, if it's done the right way, works out perfectly. But being smooth and desperate kills it to the left. Being smooth and desperate and needy to the left. But then being smooth and being nice, kind, and a fucking friendly thing. There is no friendship, friendly part of you in smooth. And there is no needy part of you. The beautiful thing about being smooth when you see a woman for the first time is that, and when you self-discover yourself, the best thing is that you will always have the advantage over that person because she's never met you before. And because she's never met you before, she doesn't know how to play the game. She doesn't know how to move you. So when she gets in that position, she's like, who is this guy? How do I move? You know, I can try a few things, but I've tried them already, and they're not hurting him. I don't understand it. He's not kissing my ass. He's not running behind me. He's being very direct. But he's being direct in such a smooth way that I'm being really enticed by his actions, because everything we're doing, I mean, this is why I keep telling you, when they get off the phone with you, women assess the conversation. If it's interesting, and not only assess the conversation, they're like, you know, I got to find some control in this. So I have to get off the phone because I don't know the moves here. Who is this guy? Why does he think? Why is he moving? And this is what it's all about, gentlemen. And this is key to your four and key to how you, remember I told you, we talked about it earlier, how you move her in your theater, right? How you move her. But it is based off of the fact of how she trusts you. But how does one get one to trust him when one feels that they can't trust anybody? See, what you guys, I'm trying to get y'all to go, is that, see, I'm never, when I talk to a woman, you never, or I, or if you, when you talk to a woman, you never want to put or be in a point where the woman feels like you're relying on them, okay? You need them, but you're not, you're playing it off like you don't need them, and that's what I'm saying. That's a huge problem with a lot of guys. Y'all act like, you know, you need women. You act like that, that you can't express yourself to a woman without running behind her. And listen, gentlemen, let me check the phone lines. And this is how it is. A lot of people do this, and it kills you. It hurts you all the time because you're not moving. Okay. See, oh shit. I'm sorry. I pushed the camera out of the way. My foot kicked it. I'm sorry. See, this is what I'm saying to all you guys out there. Excuse me. What I'm saying is that once you begin to build your four, your square, your world, once you begin to build your scribe, once you begin to build your community, what's going to happen is once you learn more of yourself, the one thing, excuse me, get something in my throat, the one thing or the one advantage that we have over the average guy is that the average guy doesn't understand the woman enough to understand her unsatisfied needs that are never met. Excuse me. They don't understand that women have certain unsatisfied needs that they want somebody to meet them without asking somebody to do those things. Like, women don't want you to say, or don't never, if a woman has to tell you, well, you know, okay, like I told you before, let me explain something to you. I tell you, women are like music. You got your house women, techno, jazz, blues, pop, rock, metal, goth, metal, rap, techno, hardcore, house, soul, gospel, trap, rap, hip hop, old school, new school, country, blues, classical. You got a wide range of women. But a lot of beautiful women, now I'm only talking about the beautiful ones, there are women out there that they want to be held. And I don't mean like holding and consoling her. Some women out there, they get off on being held, okay? They get off on, they love when a man holds them. Because, I mean, when you guys get into, for some of you guys, some of you guys get into the gigolo lifestyle, It's not about the sex. It's about playing with her, talking to her, looking in her eye, hugging her, holding her, soft kisses. Now, the sex and the money come with all that, but they're paying for the things that the average guy can't give them. And the average woman out there wants that kind of connection with somebody where she wants to experience. And she wants to be uplifted at times, okay? Okay? But the beautiful thing about the smooth man is that we can feel everything, because the one thing we're doing is that I'm drawing her into me by positioning myself to make her feel that in order to know more about this guy, in order to know more depth about this guy, on another level, I've got to open the door. I've got to let him in. I've got to let him in. Because on the outside, it seems like he knows me, but he needs to know more about me. Okay? And I've already sparked interest. I've already sparked attraction. So I'm already past the likes and all that stuff, which, you know, that's not enough for me and stuff. I already got the tension going on. I've got the doubt. Now, remember I told you guys. Now, I showed you guys. Let me check the phone lines. Y'all have a question, put a Q in there or text anything. But let me explain that. Remember I told you guys last night. And let me show you how this right here is. This is seduction. This is smooth. This is all those things right here, what you see in the window. And here's the beautiful thing about it. What you see in the window, it doesn't date. It doesn't bend over backwards. It doesn't beg women. It doesn't try to prove itself to women. But here's the question that one has to ask himself. Why do the women want what is in that glass window? It doesn't talk to them. It doesn't get their number. It doesn't run behind them. It doesn't do anything but position itself. Yes, there you go, Boss Talk. It does nothing but position itself. But ask yourself the question. Even though this thing does not talk to the woman, how does it seduce her? How does it draw her in, and how does it make her think about this if she doesn't have it? Can't wait to put it on if she buys it. And cleans it up if it's dirty, because it does the one thing. And gentlemen, the greatest key that nobody talks about. Yes, the insecurities. It's the same thing about being smooth, just like the dress. You see, this is where a lot of guys go wrong. A lot of you guys in this analogy, you're out front of the store begging the woman to buy the dress. Please buy the dress. Please buy the dress. Please, it's perfect for you, and it'll make you happy, and it'll do all these things, okay? It'll be all these things. But the woman's not going to buy. See, y'all have to understand buy-in. Buy-in is very important in the game, because you don't ever want to force buy-in by tricking, spending money. And what I mean money, over $20, $30, $40, $50. That's like tricking and shit. I'm sorry, hit the wrong button. What I'm saying is that I will get some long sleeve apparel, but what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening, I think there was another question in the chat that I have to answer as well. But what I'm saying to you guys real quick, the buy-in that you want is the same buy-in that the dress has, that the power of that dress, because that buy-in is something that hooks her to keep doing the same things over and over again. Yeah, the same thing over again, looking for a different result, because guess who? See, guys, as we get into next year, y'all need to understand that, and y'all don't understand this until you understand it for yourselves, but like I said, for you, she has this too, and it's called insecurity. And see, what you guys don't understand is that even he or she is lurking in her mind. And he or she or whatever it is to her is always doing everything it can to make her feel less than what she is, make her feel insecure. So we'll talk about that in 1 second. Let me read this. Ever since I got more into myself, I got tired of everyone's egos. Is that a good reason to cut off my friends? Ever since I got more into myself, I got tired of everyone's egos. Is that a good reason? Well, yeah, listen, for me, I don't, I just, I don't, I, you're going to have to cut them off eventually, not because you're tired of them. You're going to cut them off because of the hatred, the jealousy, the envy that they're going to have for you. And they're not going to want you around. They're not. They're going to hate you. They're going to hate the fact that you get women. They're going to hate the fact that you're single-minded. They're going to hate the fact that you are about yourself. But as you're about yourself, everybody else is going to, the women are going to move toward you, okay? Let me ask this question before we get into more of that. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all know the number. The number is 563-999-3056 if you have a question. JJ, says, is it possible a woman wants to have sex with you, but she's making you wait and putting you on the back end because she's fucking someone else, she feels guilty? Okay. No, let me explain something, why she's not fucking you. She's not fucking you because you're a very judgmental motherfucker. That's why she's not fucking you. That's why she's not fucking you. And I just want you to look at what you're writing to see how judgmental you are. Your first judgment, you're worrying about everybody. You're judging other men. You're judging what she's doing. She doesn't want to have sex with you. Because if she wanted to have sex with you, she would. She doesn't. She's making you wait and putting you on the back end because hopefully one of these days you'll learn that. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm just keeping it real. She doesn't like you because you're a loser, man. You're a judgmental loser, man. Look at what you're saying. Look at your judgment. Look at the judgments, guys. Judgment number three. He's judgment number four. He's already assuming shit. He's at judgment number two also because he thinks he can read her mind. Too many judgments here. This is not good, dude. This is not good. Because I'm telling you right now, and I tell all you guys, and I wrote it down. I was going to use it. Let me see where I put it at. There's something I was going to write down and tell you that I wrote down. I don't know where I put it, but what I'm saying is that a woman has her phone with her all the time. And if you're boring, if something is off with you, everything is off. And if you look at what you're saying, you're really off in all of this. Because where's your time? This is what I don't understand. And this is your three, which is your problem. Your three, which is your problem, because you're just sitting around waiting for the crumbs to be dropped from this woman. And I don't understand. Why are you waiting for crumbs? Why are you waiting for her to give you the ass? Why haven't you cut her ass off? Why haven't you got rid of her? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand that. That's the million-dollar question. You're worried about her. You should be worried about you worrying about her and another guy. That's bad. This is bad, Jay. You got to grow and you got to get some coach. You need some help, brother. You need some serious help because your mind is really off. Is giving money really tricking? Isn't the guy playing himself by wasting his money? Is giving money, well, okay, listen, brother, and this is very important. Let me put the music on while I'm talking. I think you need to understand tricking and neediness for what it is and not what your mind thinks you want it to be. I never said to give a woman never give a woman money. You never hand her money. You never give her money. That's tricky, especially if you're giving her money for fucking up. Jonathan, I'll answer your question in a second, man. I'll answer your question. You're making everything worse by your statements, and I'm gonna show you why you need some serious help because you don't see it. I'll help you, but give me a second. Nobody said, I never told you to give a woman fucking money. Never told you to do that. But the problem where tricking comes in at and power comes from when you put the woman above your own needs. Because anything you do that you put above yourself is tricking. If you are running behind a woman to fuck like this dude Jonathan was, or whatever, Mr. Jameson, whatever his fucking name, Jonah Jameson, like Jonah Jameson was, he tricking. When you're worried about what other men are doing with women, you're tricking. Everything that you do when you put the woman in front of you, you're tricking. When you wait around for the crumbs of sex, you're tricking. But let me, oh my God, this is so bad. This is so very bad, Jonah. This is so very bad, Jonah. I got you, Jonah. But it's not, it's not even a judgmental. Oh my God, Jonah, Jesus Christ. I want you guys to see how bad this is. This is a guy straight to DVD. He's creepy weird. He just met the bitch 2 fucking days ago. And in 2 days, remember, I'm adding this on. Now, he said it. I didn't. Gentlemen, this is not on me. I am taking this shit that he's saying 2 days ago. 2. And in 2 days, this is worse than what I thought it was. He's new. Jonah, you're new. I get it. You're new. Gentlemen, the blueprint I give you is, I sometimes got to just pop my collar. Sometimes I just got to pop my motherfucking collar. If I had one, if I had a real collar, I'd pop it. But let me show you how cold I am. How many times do I tell you guys when you meet a woman for the first time, she doesn't trust you? This guy is in 2 days, right? And this woman is making him wait and putting him on the back end because what do you see? Desperate, needy, no fucking patience, no sexual skills. Can't Jonah Jameson, Jonah, and this, I'm saying this with love, so please do not be upset. It's an honest question. I got it. And I will take it easy on her. I got it. Jonah Jameson, listen to me. Please listen to me. And welcome all that are here. Please listen to me, okay? When you are doing what you are doing, you're showing the woman why she's putting you on the back burner because of your desperation, which is a domino effect of the fact that you have no game, which is it's another domino effect of the fact that you are not in the game. You have no skills. There's no skills about you. There's no standard, Jonah Jameson, with you. You're not smooth, Jonah. You're not romantic. You're not sensual. You're not sexual. You're not kinky. You're none of those things. You're not standing on anything. And the worst part is, Jonah, you have no experience. Because now again, 2 ways of looking at it, both sides. What side you want? Your inexperience is you don't understand women enough, and because you're so inexperienced that you want pussy so bad that you really actually want to know. And this is not bad. I appreciate the question, but your question shows not only a lack of inexperience, brother, but it shows a lack of self-worth. What man do you know, Jonah, is on a back burner? and happy he's there and knows he's there and knows he should be gone, but he still stays. Because like a lot of you guys, y'all are in this hope business. If I hang out long enough, everything's going to line up. She's going to give me the ass. If I beg her long enough, she's going to give me the ass. If I prove myself long enough, if I kiss her ass long enough and you don't even see it. And this is why you're in the situation you're in. Because here's the problem, Jonah. It's not the fact that I see it, because I'm not trying to smash you, brother. It's the fact that she sees it. It's the fact that she knows you better than you know yourself, my brother. She knows you better than you know yourself. And that's the problem, Jonah. Your question's a great question, but you're in the wrong neighborhood. You're driving in the wrong neighborhood, Jonah. You cannot win in a game being on a motherfucking back burner. We don't want to be on a back burner. The smooth man is never on a woman's back burner. The smooth man is never getting put off because of the draw-in of, oh my God, if he is this smooth, man, what is he like in the bedroom? I need to speed this up. I need to flirt with him. But Jonah, you might have missed it, but example of when a woman trusts you. Hold on, Carlos. I'm gonna answer your question 1 second. Example. I'm gonna show you. I showed you earlier, guys, and I'm gonna show you again. Prime example of what it's like when a woman is really fucking feeling you, and she trusts you, and she wants to fuck you. She will reach out to you in her own way. And what she's saying over here that you're reading in every little part is, I want to fuck you. We can cover up the two things at the bottom and read the first thing. It means I want to fuck you. We can take out the top one and the bottom one and look at the photo, which means I want to fuck you. And we can scratch out the two top ones and read the bottom one. And what is she saying? Excuse me, pointing right here. I decided to take a warm bubble bath after my workout. The only thing that's missing is you. And Jonah, if women aren't talking to you that way and they're saying, I'm putting you on a back burner, brother. And the worst part is, Jonah, the worst part is not the fact she's putting you on your back burner and doing all this bullshit. Is that because of a lack of identity, because of a lack of self-worth, because of a lack of who you are, you're still hanging around this disrespectful. She's not even disrespectful. You're just hanging around this woman. And it doesn't make any sense. But it does make sense because the lack of inexperience and the desperation. And like I say, if we're looking at the movie theater, Jonah, if we're looking at the movie theater that woman wants to go in, Jonah, you're the guy that you're going straight to DVD. You're not even, which it's kind of bad, but I'm just being honest with you. I don't want to knock you, but if you cannot see everything you're saying is a prompt, man, come on, dude. This is huge, man. You can't do that, man. You can't be that way. Can't be that way, okay? Right, Jonah. The reason she doesn't trust you, she doesn't know, Jonah. It's only been 2 days, okay? And because you don't have a sense of self, you're new to this. So let me quickly explain this before I answer this question right here. Always remember, young man, when a woman meets you, okay, when she first meets you, she does not trust you. And guess what, Jonah? Here's the truth. She doesn't trust me. And she doesn't trust any guy on the chat right there. They don't trust us. And not only do they not trust us, all of us, we have one thing in common. They don't trust us, and she thinks she's special. She is until you show her she ain't, brother. She is until you show her she ain't. And the fact that she doesn't trust me is not that I'm going to get her. I don't want to beg and barter for her trust. Because the more I make her smile, the more I make her blush. The more I make her think, react, and think about me and ease her mind, the more I ease her mind, the more she's going to trust me because I'm tapping into the pussy between her ears versus the one that you're going for between her legs. You cannot, I tell all you guys, you can never go for what's between her legs. You should always hunt and conquer what is between her mind because that's where everything is at. But because of the lack of experience, young man, and it's okay, you're trying to fight a fortress that is laced in the belief system. And understand this, the average woman has the belief system that she's special. She thinks she has value. She thinks she's a good woman. But the more you go after what's between her legs, the more she fortifies in the belief that she has. The more the judgments on her. See, why do you think when you guys want to take a woman to your house and they get really fucking offended versus if I ask her to go to my house or she tells me she wants to go to my house, she's all into it. You want to know why? Because I don't judge her. You're automatically, see, you don't realize you're placing a judgment on her. Because when you go up to a woman who feels like she's valued, that she has value, when you go up to her, okay, or when I go up to her, we all go up to these women, she feels she's special. The difference between you and I is I'm not trying to fuck. Because doing that, I might as well not even go up at her at all. Because just like you, if I were to do what you're doing, she's going to do the exact same thing to me. When you are attacking the belief system, which you never do, you guys, write this down. You never attack here, which is attached to what's between her legs. Her belief system is where her morals are, where she thinks she has value, where she's a church-going woman, where she loves her relationship, or she's dating a guy, she's loyal to him. All that shit is here that's attached to what's between her legs. And when you're going for what's between her legs and she realizes that you judged her, you don't even realize it. You young men don't realize as soon as you tell a woman you want to fuck that you know nothing about, you don't understand that you're calling her a fucking whore right in her goddamn face. A woman who has value. And again, I ain't saying she has value. I'm saying when she meets you for the first time, she thinks she's special as fuck. That's her position. So if she thinks she's special and she thinks she has value, and then you're the one saying, you know what? You ain't got no value. You're a fucking whore. You're a fucking slut. Now bring your whore slutty ass to my house. You're saying that without even realizing you're saying it. Because once you try to make it about sex when you first meet a woman who knows you want to fuck already, but you're pushing the agenda, and you know nothing about her, well, what do you think I am? You think I'm a slut? You think I'm a whore in the street? You think, no, don't get it wrong. Even though she defends that, now please understand that, she is those things. But she's not those things to somebody that makes her feel like a fucking slut when she feels that she has value. That's why I keep telling you guys, people don't talk to you about what I'm talking about. There is the non-trust first, then there's trust, and then you've got to go after sexual trust. Sexual trust is this, like I showed you before. I'm not just going to ease it in there. The sexual trust is like this right here. That's sexual trust. When a woman is able to express herself to you and start telling you things about herself, start telling things that she wants to do with you and all this other stuff, this is what sexual trust is about. But how can you get sexual trust from somebody that you feel that she's a slut or a whore? It's like you go into a job interview, right? It's like you go into a job interview, right? And what if the motherfucker on the other side of the job interview, you know, you got your nice suit on, nice tie, smell good, look good, all that shit. How you gonna feel if the guy across the table looks at you and be like, man, you are one stupid motherfucker. You dumb as shit. Man, you're so fucking dumb. I'm going to offer you fucking minimum wage. I know your dumb ass is going to take it. Now, answer me a question, Jonah Jameson. Are you going to sit there and let that motherfucker talk to you that way? Now, I didn't say go across or beat him up, but what if the person right in front of you looked at you and said, you know what? You ain't qualified. Look at you, silly motherfucker. Or if you're a black man, what if you look at you? You effing N-word. Look at you. Or what if you're white and the black person, and if you look at you, oh, you cracker. Look at you. Or says some derogatory thing. Just says something about you, just out of the blue. How are you going to feel about that? You're going to be like, God, what the fuck, man, about this bitch? Jonah. And this is what I tell all you guys. And I'm going to press this next year, because you got to stop making it. I appreciate you guys making it about pussy. But you guys have got to stop making these women feel like whores. You don't. Look, the rule of the game is simply this. Don't make them feel like whores. Bring out the whore in her. God damn it. Let me get a drink. Write that down. Hold on. I'm going to say it again, and I want you to lock it down. Don't make her feel like a whore, Jonah. Allow her to bring the whore out, because they all have it. But she's not going to show that side if you've already judged her as being a whore. Because let me show you the domino effect, gentlemen. If you think I'm a whore, then you're going to tell all your friends all the things that we do. And if I tell you some of the nasty shit I like to do, you're going to judge me. You're already see, okay, Pete, this. A lot of you guys are all about the woman's count, and, you know, she's for the streets and all this other shit, right? But in the same token, you want to have this one-night stand with what you think is a whore. So because she's in the streets, right, that means she's giving up the pussy, but yet because she's not giving it up to you, you're mad. But you think that every woman operates the same, so you're going to be like, hey, let's just go to my house and fuck. Remember, a man who hasn't sound-checked his house, hasn't sound-checked his mouthpiece, has no motherfucking game in the bedroom whatsoever. You can't get away with that, because those are the reinforcers that's going to defend her position. As soon as, gentlemen, because guys, I'm answering questions, I got y'all. But I want y'all to understand this shit. As soon as you go after the belief, she's defending it. She's defending the position. She's not gonna let you get nowhere close to her. Because the more you go after a pussy, the greater her belief system is, the more morals she has, the more she thinks she has value, and to a point where she's gonna say, you know what? I believe we should go out on 4 dates before I even hug a guy. Or I believe that I don't believe in sex until we're in a relationship. And you guys ever wonder why they say that shit to you? Because I'm showing you right now. Because you're trying to fuck her so bad, you're reinforcing her fucking morals and her beliefs, because you're not allowing her to realize your value. And she needs to realize that, you know what kind of guy I want to fuck. But we're going to get into it. I'm going to tie that in 1 second. I'm going to answer this question. But this is the guy I want as fuck. Like, I want to wear that goddamn dress. I want the dress. But we're going to talk about that. I'm going to break that down in 1 second. Let me answer this question, guys. Put your questions in. I got you covered. Let's get it. When you're off with a woman while texting her, she thinks I'm boring and the conversation has gone dry, is it possible to retrieve it? Yes, it is, but here's the thing, Carlos, that you're not overstanding, my brother. Great question. But here's the thing. This is why it is going bad for you, because you're not standing on your fours, young man. You're not standing on it. When you're saying something to a woman, okay, let's say you're going on an A, and I welcome all those that are here. Let's say you're talking to her on an A. Now, guys, follow this. This is game. Let's say you're trying to get to C. C means sex, okay? Let's say C. I know S is sex, but I'm saying the letter C, okay? Let's say you're at A and you're trying to get to C. You're not going to be able to get even past B because you're not standing on your four. When you talk to a woman, this is very important. Remember, when you stand on your four, that is when you make a statement, not only do you know why you make the statement, you will defend that statement. You can stand on that statement and express it. Why? Because then, gentlemen, what it does, it moves to the next part. Remember the before, the during, and the after. And the problem is you're just throwing shit up on the wall, or you're having the what are you doing, what are you up to, what's going on. And women don't want to talk to guys like that. They're looking for something exciting. They're looking for fun. They're looking for a thrill. They're looking to they're looking to be like, wow, you know what? This guy's giving. We're going to be talking about seduction. Guys, give me a second. Let me catch up on some of these things. Guys, I want to call in. You can call in, but I want to touch on some of these questions. And then we're going to, because we got an hour left in the lines being open for the year. This will be the last show of the year. But let's keep answering questions right here. We're going to answer all your questions, and we're going to get into being smooth, because I need you to understand the rules of being smooth. And until you understand the rules of being smooth, you're always going to fuck it up, like a lot of you guys are doing. Question, Ugly Black Man says, why do women like to talk about their past so much? Okay. It's not the fact, let me just take the first part. It's not the fact that they like to talk about their past so much. It's the fact that you're not leading the conversation enough to get her off of the thought of the ex-boyfriend. See, if a woman is talking about her past, okay, and end up with her ex-boyfriend or the baby daddy. No, listen to me. This is the problem. And I'm going to say the same thing I said to you that I said to Jonah, but it's on a different street, but in the same damn neighborhood, my brother. The reason why women talk about their past is because they see no future with you. When a woman gets with you, she is talking present. I miss you. I'm thinking about you. Can I see you right now? You're on my mind. Emoji kiss, emoji tear. I miss you. That's present. Or the future. Are you busy tomorrow? Are you busy the next day? What are you doing for New Year's? Can I see you? Can I see you on the first? Can I see you on the second? I look forward to seeing you. See, that's the difference. See, when they talk to you about the past, their past, they see no future, because they already know what you are, and what you are is not even the equivalent of her ex-boyfriend. Now, here's the worst part about it. The ex-boyfriend ain't shit, and the baby daddy ain't shit. But you have fallen even worse below the ain't shit purple, because they'd rather go to the ain't shit guys than go to you. But remember, you could be creepy, weird, needy, desperate, or creepy, or odd thinking, and she might not want to be with you. But if she's talking about her past, I'm telling you right now, if a woman talks to you about her past, then she sees no future with you. Because women love to be in the present and in the moment with a man, and they like to talk about things down the line, especially when there's trust. When there's trust, oh, she wants to push the pendulum. She flirts a lot. She sends you photos. She tells you what she's doing when she's in the shower. She takes the photos in the shower. And then sexual trust, oh, Jesus, God, it's already on and popping. But the problem is, young man, she's talking about her past because she sees no future with you. And here's the problem, the worst problem of it all, and I guess you don't see it, but I want you to read the statement that you wrote and to see why you're losing. Because why do you care what she ends up with? And that's your problem. You're emotionally invested, meaning you got hurt feelings because she went back to her ex-boyfriend and baby daddy. Brother, let me tell you something. Brother, they always going to try to leave when you're a man. Oh, go. Leave. Steve, I don't like this situation. I don't like the fact that you have other women. I'm special, and I should have somebody that makes me feel special, and I don't like this. And I don't. All right, if you got to go, take care of yourself. I don't need this, and I'm going. And then a fucking week, 2 weeks later, they come their asses right back. But you want to know why they come back? Because they see the value in what I am. I'm always going to get the comeback, brother. But see, I don't care. Matter of fact, I'm the one telling her to go see the ex-boyfriend. I'm the one telling her to go see the baby daddy. I'm not the one telling her not to do that shit. Because I know them two suckers are going to buy her dinners, buy her drinks, fix shit, pay her rent, buy her things and all that. No, man, I'm not doing that. So be with the ex-boyfriend. Be with your baby daddy, but when you want some dirt, bring your ass over this motherfucker, and I'll break your ass off. Tyler, what's up, man? What's up, T-Dog?
Hey, Coach. So you're talking about the guy in the chat who's who is not trusted by the woman yet and wondering what's going on with that. And I'm kind of curious, so how much of my time do I give her after the initial coffee date to draw out that ore that's within her, right? I mean, I'm going to meet her. I'm going to set up time, meet her again.
Well, it's not just the, okay, all right, but Tyler, we've got to ask the question, what woman is she? Is she goth, rock, pop, jazz, classical, hip-hop, soul?
Okay.
What is she? What type is she? Because they all don't play under the same rules. What type is she? Because remember,
yeah,
Tyler.
I'm not thinking of anybody specific, but you're asking to ask the question, what type is she?
I asked myself that question. What type of woman is she? Because here's the thing. Remember, my four that I'm always standing on is that I'm not trying to get the pussy. I'm trying to get the invite. That is all I'm fucking focused on. I am trying to get the invite. That's all I want. But, Tyler, I'm smart enough to show her and put myself in a position that separates me to get her to think more about me, Tyler, by the way I communicate. It doesn't matter how much you communicate. It matters. You don't have to communicate a lot, but you can have more impactful communication through the voicemail and the video versus the regular text message. Because then I stick out like a sore thumb. But it is, remember, Tyler, the key thing I've always told you, my brother, it is not what you are when you're with her. It's never, everybody thinks it's what I am when I'm with her. No, it's what she thinks about you when you're not around is the key. Because if you are saying and doing it right, she's going to come. Remember, Tyler, the humans, the grass-eating lions do the work for us. They will always do the work for us because of their neediness, their desperation. They have no game. They don't know how to talk to women. They don't know how to text. They're one-word answers. And stuff. So they're going to draw her back
Like when you were talking about the dress and the woman making this purchase selection.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Yes,
okay, well, it's interesting you say that because she needs to figure out before she – when I make a selection and make – I go check everything out, and I make sure it's not like all the other things I saw. It's this unique thing that I'm looking for. So, I could clearly see how she's trying to figure that out.
Tyler, what I'm saying thinking about you is how is it when I talk to Tyler, I feel like the only woman in the world? And it doesn't matter how much you talk to him. How is it when I talk to him for maybe a few seconds of the day or whatever? How is it when I talk to him, not only does he make me feel like I'm the only woman in the world, but goddamn it, he takes away my insecurities. He makes me smile when I talk to him. He knows what to say. He's smooth enough to make me blush. He's witty enough to make me laugh. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, and that's where my kind of – when I go to the film room and I look at how things go much of the time, there's the cocoa date. And then there's setting it up after – they're setting it up after that, right, for the second one. And two of things usually happen. Usually I'm able to get in her ear between the time I met her the first time and the time I met her the second time. And things are usually a lock, or they're not, or she falls away. So I mean, a good percentage of the time they fall away, or you know what I mean. They know what's up, and we're down. But like the guy in the chat though, you were saying like, hey, it's only been a week. It's only been a week.
No,
she don't trust
you. It was two days.
2 days. But my point is, I think what I'm trying to get at is, it's like after I've set up. The second time I meet her.
All right, let me tell you
the
difference in the 2 days that separates you from this young man. And your first, you're not approaching her. You're putting your bid in. That's the first separation. The second separation, Tyler, is you're being clear, concise on why you went over there, what your intentions are. Call me. On the other hand, he beating around the bush, trying to be your friend, walking on eggshells, not even talking about what he fucking wants, but he's just trying to get her enough attention to exchange information. You see what I'm saying? So that is the
I agree with that difference. It's just that even with that difference, it still happens sometimes where I'm like, you know, I'm thinking with this question, like, okay, there's only so much time I'm going to give her to fucking draw out that horror that's within her, get the invitation in that manner. Usually not beyond the second or third date. You know what I mean? It's like test it out on that second date. And
okay.
That sounds right, right? Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean?
Well, I think what I heard is when he said, oh, 2 days, there's not enough trust to know what's up, it made me think like, oh, okay, how much time do I give these women? You know what I mean? Or
well,
how many interactions do I give
about,
them? Yeah.
Not about how, okay, remember, my four is about me getting the invite. I listen, remember patience, Tyler. That's where the puzzles come in. Patience.
Yeah, and I think we talk a lot about the front end. I just really hadn't got your philosophy about, okay, how much patience and time do I let these women
The reason I have all the time in the world because she ain't the only motherfucking woman I'm talking to. I'm not focused on see, if you're focused all your attention on this one thing, you've already fucked up. I put my bid in and I pack up and I move to another town. I move to another town. Okay.
Yeah, that's like you were talking about the roster yesterday, and I kept thinking, like, okay, well, there's this roster, but then there's this, like, sea of women who just sort of have a candle in the window out there. And
yes.
I'm just being honest with you, like, what's had to happen now is now I have to be fucking on point and prepared at all fucking times.
Oh, guess what men do? Tyler,
I know,
yes.
Dude, but it's like you never told me that, like, I can't leave my motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? And not be ready. So now it's like what I'm dealing with.
No.
It's very interesting.
Tyler. I've always told you, Tyler, that when I leave my house, I am not like the humans. I don't leave my house saying, I need to go find me a girl today. I need to find a girlfriend today. I need to find some ass.
Yeah.
Right? So I leave my house going to do whatever it is I'm going to do. Because next to the bid. It also connects to my first text message, and it also connects for our first date when I'm talking to the waiter and setting up the kiss. Because it's all, remember, Tyler, future. Remember, we're going into the future. I'm just catching up to my future. I go to my refrigerator. I say, you know, I want some Pop Tarts. Man, I want some Fruity Pebbles. God damn it, I want to fuck Fruity Pebbles. You know what? I get my gas to the fucking store. God damn it. I don't feel like going to the store and sitting. And I go downstairs. I'm like, man, let me hurry the fuck up and drive my ass to the fucking store and get the Fruity Pebbles, get the thing, get the cart, wipe it down, grab the cart. I'm pushing that motherfucker, get that Fruity. Whoa, hey, what's up? Hey, okay. Now, hey, I'm going to put my beard in. Yeah, I see. Hey, I see. Remember, it was a choice. Do I get my Fruity Pebbles or do I let this woman miss out on me? You see what I'm saying, Tyler?
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm hearing, what you're saying to the point is you just got other stuff. You just, you know, they're going to come back when they come back. And other people
are more focused on this one chick.
Yeah,
I'd be
focused on one chick at a time.
Well, I don't want my focus. Listen, you can never you can't focus on one part of you. You can't just focus on your scribe. Remember, I told you got to focus on your scribe. You got to focus on your marketing team. You got to focus on your government. You got to focus on your guide. You got to focus on your culinary school. You got to focus on your gym. You got to focus on all that stuff in your mind, right? So it's not just one thing you're focusing on. Just like, okay, let me give you an example. When you went to high school, did you focus on math every day? Fuck no. You knew when you went in that building, you would have to focus on math, social studies, science, fucking government, English, or whatever classes you were taking. But you were smart enough to focus it and break it down to, I've got to be in math class, so let me put on my math hat. You see what I'm saying? I got to go to social studies, so let me take my math hat off for my social studies. So they're all in the same building. All the rooms are in the same building. It's just how you are moving in the different buildings because Maybe your math teacher is nice and laid back where you can be late and just fucking kick back, where your science teacher's a dick. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But you know, but that's just the school part of it. But you're looking at, I'm not saying, listen, if you choose to be with one woman, that's you, but I don't want you to be with one. I want you to keep moving, brother.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I just heard the question in the chat that you were responding to, and I realized I'd never really heard what you thought about just, like, how much time these women, you know what I mean? Because a lot
okay,
of...
Listen, wait. Okay. Hey, listen,
a lot of people are like, oh, if they ain't did DTF,
Tyler, listen. I don't care how long it takes, Tyler, unless she's wasting my fucking time.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
yeah.
So now let me tell you what I'm saying. My time is important to me, right? So that means as long as we're going towards my four, and she wants to take us, remember, there are going to be women that you like, hey, let's go out on a date. You know, we set it up. Let's go out on a date. And they're going to say, you know, I just don't know you well enough, and maybe we'll do it later, yada, yada, right? I'm cool with that as long as we have an understanding that I'm not your fucking friend. I'm not here to hang out with you. I'm here to put my fucking bid in to move things ahead. And I don't mind waiting. I don't mind taking my time. Remember, this is why the puzzle pieces are so important, because some women are going to say yes for the date. Some women are going to say no. Let me get to know you better. And that's okay with me, because remember, doesn't trust me at first. Now, sometimes I can break that trust down by making her smile, laugh, blush, and all other stuff. I can kill that. But if she says, let's take our time, I'm cool with it as long as we're going towards the four. If she begins to play games, say, I don't know. Because listen, I am only for me, because that's my law. I'm only going to give her within a few days, no more than a week, to make a decision. Because if she can't make a decision, that tells me her character is the failure. So she can't get on my roster. So I got to move on. Does that make sense?
Well, so what are you saying exactly when you say make a decision? You're saying get to see?
What I'm saying is, 619, hold on one second. I got you, 619. What I'm saying is I'm giving her enough rope to hang herself. Because if I meet her on Monday, and by Friday we ain't talking about going anywhere, I'm throwing her ass back in the water. I'm wasting my time. But I'm talking about
after we've met the first time.
Okay, after you met the first
we've
time,
done
what? Okay, after you met the first
we've
time.
Met the first time.
Okay.
Set up the second date.
Yes.
And like I said, usually.
But
usually
wait, Tyler, please shut the fuck up. Listen, did you kiss her on the first date?
Well, I'm just figuratively.
Yes or no?
Let's say
stop.
No. I haven't kissed. No. Let's
then
say
why?
Yeah, this person's a no.
Okay. Well, then here's my wait. Then it begs the question: did you set up the kiss on the first date?
Yes.
So if you set the kiss up and you got the kiss, right?
Let's say I set the kiss up and didn't get the kiss.
Then.
Does that happen? Yeah.
Well, I'm done. I'm wasting
okay,
my time.
There we go.
What I'm saying is I wasted my time because, look, she trusts me enough to see me on a date. She knows what my intentions are. She knows I'm trying to get to know her anymore. I am not your friend. And that's why I'm setting up the kiss, because I want to see where we are at. You see, everything I'm doing is positioning, Tyler. Everything is positioning myself to see where she's at. That's why I'm utilizing a waiter to set up the kiss, or the cashier, wherever we go, to set up the kiss. Because it's at that point that I'll know where I'm at with this person. And if this person doesn't find me attractive enough to kiss me, then I've wasted my time and I'll let her go. I release you. Go back into the wild. I'm done.
It's good to hear that, because see, it happens in all different variations. There's times where the kiss gets set up. There's times when it doesn't. Like today.
No, but no. The kiss should be set up at all times, Tyler. No man on the first date.
I'm just telling you the truth, Coach. I don't get that set every time. I don't have that accomplished every time. I'm just being honest.
Okay, Tyler, what I'm saying to you, why don't you? What do I tell you? What is the first thing that? What is the first thing you're supposed to tell the women when you first meet her? What's the first thing? Your story, right? Of how you met, right? Right?
When we meet after we've set the
how
date.
We met, man. How we fucking met.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
right
at the point at which I meet her, when we meet, I tell
when
her
you're
about that
texting
story.
Her, no, you're not. Oh, Jesus, God, Tyler.
Well, okay,
after you put your bid in and she's calling you and or messaging you, you're hitting her up, Tyler. The first thing you talk about is a story of how the two of you met. The story of how you met. But it's the same thing you utilize when you're at the fucking, like I'm showing the guys now. It's a fixed four, Tyler. Once you get the information and you start talking, that's when you're in the game. Whether you call her or she calls you based on how you do your bid. The first thing you're talking about is the story of how you met. And she's going to say whatever the fuck she wants to say. I don't give a fuck because I'm setting up the date. Why? Because I don't want to waste my time. Everything I'm doing, I don't want to waste my time. But once I know she's down, then that's when my flexible force come in to get the invite or the flexible force come in to get the trust. Tyler, this is what I'm trying to do. By the time I set up the date, Tyler, I've already got the trust because we're all kind of like flirting, okay? I didn't say I'm getting the sex, but I've got the trust enough to a point where she's going to we're a point, Tyler, and you should be at this point where when you're not around them and they're not talking to you or anything like that, they begin to open up to you and start to tell you, I'm thinking about you. Why? Why am I thinking about you? What have you done to me? I can't get you out of my mind.
Can I look at the eyes?
Let me go and mute you, man. All this fucking noise, dude. God damn it, dude. You got it.
All right, Tyler,
go and do your thing, man. We'll get back. I'll get back with you. Too much goddamn noise. 619, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what's your question, brother? I'm sorry for the wait. What's your question?
I just got this little line. I'm trying to talk to you, see how you like it, see if you can help me improve it, but it's like this. I want to try to talk to you in a more intimate way. Give me your number.
Wait, why do you hate yourself? Why would you ask for the bitch's number? Why do you hate yourself?
It's something I got off Lucario.
I didn't ask you. Wait, listen, are you here to listen, learn from me, or you want to go to Lucario? Go to Lucario then. If you're here, I'm asking.
Nah, you.
What do you want to do? Okay,
you.
So don't ever bring up another coach. That's disrespectful to that coach, man. So.
All right.
I'm asking you, if the game is about you, you create worlds, you create universes in your mind, why the fuck would you beg for a number?
I don't know.
See, then that's why you shouldn't say shit to women until you get your bid correctly. What is your bid? All right, I'll be the chick. I'm the chick, and I'm sitting at the mall. Just swiping my little fucking phone. You talk to me like you show me your bid. I'm just swiping the phone. Show me your bid. Go.
I want to talk to you in a more intimate way. Give me your number.
Wait, stop. This is all you're going to say? Look, you need coaching because that shit is so fucking whack. That's some bitch shit, dude. I'm saying this with love, man. How old are you, man?
24.
What makes you think you can walk up to a woman and say that weak ass shit?
Because I'm trying to use some of your bid and some of the cardio.
Listen. Go back to Lucario, man. Okay, go back. Because don't mix shit. That's why you guys fuck up. Can you put a Jag part in a Bugatti? Yes or no? Can you?
I don't know.
Think, motherfucker. Can you put a BMW part in a fucking Mercedes?
No, I guess not.
No, tell me why.
I don't know much about cars, so I don't know.
Okay, let me walk it down a little bit slower to you. Can you take an engine? Can you take a red engine in a red car and put that red engine in a blue car that runs off of a blue engine? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
Because it runs off a blue engine?
Because the parts don't fucking match.
Okay.
You think that's a bid? That ain't, man, dude. You go get some coaching from Lucario. Is that shit you saying is, dude, that shit you saying shows that you have no motherfucking game. All right, let me show you how bad you are. Let's say that bullshit works. She calls you. What's the first thing you're talking about?
Hooking up.
Okay, what about it? What are you saying?
Just be like, hey, let's hook up.
Okay, right. And this is why I'm hanging up on you. You're in the wrong class. Two doors down to the left. Don't waste our time. See what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see why y'all... Jesus Christ, are y'all fucking serious? Are y'all serious? That is bad, man. Oh, my gosh, man. That is bad. That is bad. That is bad. That is bad. Let me grab some of these questions real quick. Guys, and we're going to talk. I'm going to answer questions. I'm going to keep going as far as the I got your questions, guys. Give me a second. I'm just make sure I'm locking all your questions in. I promise you I'll get your questions, but I want to continue to talk to you guys. Yeah, straight to DVD, dog. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, no. He ain't even going straight to DVD. That motherfucker going straight to the trash. That motherfucker ain't even get to the DVD thing, man. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. It's crazy. Now, what I'm saying to you guys out there, listen to me, peep game. So let's get back to what I was saying about the dress, all right? Then I'll answer your questions. I got y'all guys covered, okay? Let's just get into it, okay? Now, all this is important, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys is this, and this is the very important thing that nobody is sharing but me. I'm the only one talking about this. Now, again, let's get back to the dress. The dress doesn't beg. The dress doesn't plead. The dress just positions itself. When the woman sees the dress, what she sees in the dress, it's not actually the dress, gentlemen. It's what she sees herself in the dress. And if she can see that that dress can make her feel sexy, special, and valuable, and take away her insecurities, she is going to invest in that dress, gentlemen. Okay? She is going to invest in that dress. That's the thing that you have to understand. But why am I telling you this? Because, gentlemen, I'm not saying you're the dress, but you have to be smooth enough. See, the guy that gets the sex, the guy that gets the one-night stands, the guys that get all of this stuff, okay? All right? The guy that gets all this stuff, okay? All right? He is going to position himself to show the woman that if she invests her body in him. See, remember, guys, we're on a different level. We're not trying to fuck. We're trying to get them to fuck us. See, there's a total different level that we're on. I don't want you guys to run after scrapes of pussy. I want these women to actually not only fuck you, but invest their money in you, invest their time in you, buy you shit, cook for you, clean for you, and all this other stuff. Not just you screwing a motherfucking woman. Y'all got to go somewhere else because we're deeper than that, okay? All right? All right? So what I'm saying is for you guys out there, hold on. Jonah, I'm going to get to your shit in a second, Jonah. Hold on, Jonah. I got you. Wait a second, Jonah. I got a question y'all asked. We got y'all covered. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Welcome all those guys in. Let's chop it up. Now, gentlemen, we're going to talk about that, but let me get some of these questions and shit. Guys, don't worry about it. We got an hour and a half to go, so we got enough time. Let me get this. Let me take this one down. We talked about that one. We talked about this one. Jonas says, is it possible? Wait, we talked about that Jonas shit. We talked about this one. Let me see. How fast can no trust and sexual attention be made with a woman? Christian, that is all up to how you are with your... Dude, this is what I keep trying to tell you. There's no magical formula here. The magical formula is how you believe in yourself. And everything you're doing, what are you doing it for? Have you sound checked your house? Have you sound checked the places I told you to go? Have you sound checked your fucking world? Have you worked on your scribe, your government? All these things play a role. The problem is, Christian, I don't want you to see if you're looking to okay, look at this. I want to show you this. Your thinking right now is going to fall you into judgment three. Your thinking right now is going to fall you into judgment three. Okay? Because you're looking how fast can I get there? Meaning, what can I do to get to fit her narrative, ready, of what I think, of what I think she wants me to be in order to sleep with me? That's where y'all fuck up at, man. That's where y'all fuck up at. This is why the puzzle pieces are so fucking important to y'all guys that y'all are not doing. As long as she's showing there's more interest in being friends, you must then chill the fuck out. As long as we're moving beyond friends, because these guys on YouTube make you think all women are the fucking same. They have some similarities as insecurities and things like that. But every opponent that you run into has her own fucking thought because she lives her own life and sees the world in a different set of eyes. But I never want you guys to try to speed something up. As long as she's giving you play and giving you a little more than that friendship, you cannot rush this because if you're rushing it, I told you it's a fine line, because if you begin to rush it, you're either going to fall in that creepy-ass area or the friend zone area, or you're going to fall off if she can't trust you at all because you're desperate. I keep telling you, young man, this is why the puzzles are important, because the man that ain't rushing it has the most experience, young man, and the man that has the most experience draws the woman in based off of the experience that he has. He's not rushing to get her in bed. Because of his experience, I don't have to rush for something I know I'm going to eventually get. So why am I rushing? We don't rush. But when you're thirsty, needy, and desperate, it shows why you're thirsty, needy, and desperate. Because you lack the fucking skills in the bedroom, your mouthpiece, and how you interact with women. So you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. Meaning that because you're not good at this, you're either going to go in that G theater or make it PG, which falls you in the friend zone. And if you're lucky enough to get to the NC-13 or the NC-17 movie theater, that's as far as you're going to go. Because you don't know what to do next. Because most of you guys think life is sex or a porn. Life is porn or something. And these women are automatically going to open their legs for you. No, every woman I told you has that little combination. But you got to figure out the combination code here, where she trusts you enough to what? Start to let her guard down, start to flirt with you, start to tell you how cute you look, start to tell you I'm thinking about you. These are the things that you got to get into, because you got to understand, you guys out there will never, ever go to some place that doesn't have experience. You ain't going to go to a doctor that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, or he goes on YouTube all day. You ain't going to trust yourself to a airplane pilot that can't fly an airplane. You're not going to trust those things. So why would a woman trust you when you don't know what the fuck you're doing? But you're showing her what you are based off of what you're thinking about. You can get to it when you stop trying to make it about it, brother. That's how beautiful the game is, man. That's how beautiful the game is, man. It's beautiful. Hold on, Tyler, what's up, man? What's up, Tyler?
So, with the thing I've heard you do,
talk
that
up, wait, hold on,
shows me the most.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Tyler.
What I've seen you do that show me the most around patience is like when you're doing Riding of the Dean, right?
Yes.
And you're out there in the, all of a sudden you're out there in the streets, you got to pause for a second, and I hear you engage with women. You're just spitting some yak at them, just kind of like patiently fucking engaging these women that know you, trusting you little bits more and more. And I just want to tell you, man, that shit's gold. Like you walking through Walmart and talking with that chick, any of that stuff, I think really teaches to the whole smoothness that's
right.
Just really helpful to hear. Yeah.
Right, but Tyler, remember, I didn't just do it when I got to Walmart. It was created before I walked out that door because I created it. I created
it. Yeah, and you trust that part of you. You know that.
Yes.
You
yes.
engage
yes.
people all day long. You
yes.
know how they're going to handle it for the most part. And,
yes.
yeah, it's a testament to really just engaging with people all the time. You know?
Yeah, but
I don't see
the thing that gets them is that they know I don't care, but they know I don't take myself seriously, but they know I'm fun, I'm laid back, but I always hit the five. I'm always going to hit the smile. I'm always going to make her laugh. I'm always going to make her blush, and then I'm going to make her react off those things to think enough of I know where she's going to ask me, oh, you're a smooth talker. Oh, you're a playboy. Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah,
how many women do you
yeah,
have?
It's like the invitation.
Right. They're
yeah,
going,
yeah.
Right. When I hit those five, I'm already in. But the average guy only probably hits the one. He gets the smile. He may smile because most guys don't. He might get the smile. But he damn sure ain't going to get the blush. He damn sure ain't going to make her giggle because he's not witty enough. He ain't going to get her to think or react. So he's starting off maybe with the one. So if he's at that one, then that's at a 10. He's already like, she's like, okay, he's cute, but let me see what he's about. But what I'm saying is that, wait, let me see. That Walmart girl is bored. She looks forward to seeing Steve. No. The thing about the Walmart girl there is that I just utilized what I was trying to get. You remember I was making my famous French toast, and I just ran into her, and I just started talking to her. That's all. But it's
yeah.
not just it's not just her. It's every woman. I tell all you guys out there when you all you guys listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Hold on, Tyler. Everybody listen to me right now. I'm telling you right now, if a woman doesn't ask you about how many women you have or doesn't deem you to be a player or a bad boy or someone that has game, you're going to have a little bit of work to do. And then if you, gentlemen, like I want to show you before, if you get with a badass woman, okay, and she doesn't say anything like this to you, then you got work to do because you should be out of her league when you first meet her because she's never met you before. But go ahead, Tyler. I'm listening to you, man.
No, that was it, man. I just was listening in the background, but I just wanted to point that out. Hearing you in, you know, out there talking, I don't know, teaches a lot. So thank you.
That's the thrill of the hunt, Tyler. That's when I used to. You know, when I used to drive to the store, it's the thrill of a hunt because why? All I'm doing is rehearsing what I know to see what reaction I get to know what move I need to make. That's it. That's it.
No, exactly, man. That's half the reason why I'm out here doing this DoorDash shit is because I'm just out here, I don't
man,
know, meeting five people an hour, you know?
Right, but what I'm saying is, Tyler, like I said, when you're going on your dates and stuff, you got to lead them where you want to go because I'm not going on a date to fucking feed you, man. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
Okay?
All right, I'm just going to check out in the background here.
All right, no doubt. I'll pause. I'll put you in the background. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you. Now, let me keep going. Let me turn my music back on. Guys, 20 minutes to call in if y'all want to call in. I'm trying to answer some of the questions. We're talking about smooth. Here we go. Believer says, so her trust in me goes up when she realizes I have more value than her. And when she reaches sexual trust, when she realizes that I don't want to fuck, that's between her legs. No. Okay. Trust is when she says, let me turn this. Okay. Trust out of five means that, you know what? You're not going to rape her, harm her, beat her, or do any type of things to do like any harm to her. Okay. That means she trusts you enough. Okay. Now, based off of that trust and what you have done to get to that point is either going to swing you to more flirtatious banter, because at that point, she realizes that you're not a judgmental motherfucker. You're not judging her on what she is and what she does. That's when she begins to flirt with you. But if she realizes you have no experience, but you're a cool guy to be with, or you're nice and you're kind and you're warm and you're loving and you're caring, oh, you'll be the best friend ever. I trust you as a friend. Okay? So now, the sexual trust comes in when she begins to fantasize about you. I've showed you this before, and I will show you guys again. Let me take this down. Remember, this is how the sexual trust works, gentlemen. Remember I told you guys, it's a fine line that you have got to walk. It's all about how you make her feel. Remember I told you, if you go a little bit to the left, creepy and loser. A little bit to the right, friend zone. Let me keep showing you again. But every number is a roadblock in which you must keep going straight through making her feel, okay? So once you get to, let's say you get past roadblock number three, and then she begins to trust you in a sexual way. So then once you're doing that, when she gets your message, she's going to smile. Then the next phase is when you message her, she can't wait to hear from you. The third one is when she reads your texts, your voice messages, and videos over. Number four is when she's thinking about kissing you, holding you, and hugging you. Number five is fantasizing about what it's going to be like to kiss you. Number six becomes more of the sexual fantasy. Number seven, she can't wait to touch you. Oh, I'm going to keep going. I'm sorry. Cut off while I was doing this. Number eight is look, if you look at 8, 7, and 9, that is the actual sexual trust. But what I'm saying is that it's a stepping fucking stone, brother, okay? I hope you understand. It's a stepping stone. You're not just going to jump and leap straight into her bed when she doesn't trust you because of how, look, it's not, listen, let me tell you, it's not your fault, believer. And I'm going to tell all you guys, believer, let me tell you, it's not your fault. You want to know what the fault is? The fault goes to all these fucking YouTubers out here that's telling these guys to fuck women off the bat. It's their fault. Because what's happening is, remember, in the game, before there is trust, there's got to be safety and no judgment. And it's got to be attached to the emotional benefit she's going to get when she's not talking to you, which is going to build the number five trust. Then from the number five trust, it becomes the emotional elevation and value that she sees. Then she modifies her behavior. That's when I told you before, when her emotions and her behaviors come together, that's going to override and supersede the belief system to where she's going to be dirtier and nastier with you without you even having to try, because she feels, okay, she feels that she can be not only what she is with you, but she can be more with you around her, because every moment with you is a new adventure of fun, exciting, romance, and whatever the fuck she has. But she realizes that because of how you make her feel, believer, she's going to invite you in, and that's what we want. The invite is saying that, you know what? I trust you enough to be able to start to tell you my surface fantasies. And then if you can handle my surface fantasies, then it is time for me to start telling you about my nasty, deep, dark, dirty fantasies. But she's got to feel that you're not the kind of guy that are going to put her business on the street. That's why I keep telling y'all guys, man. Y'all can't put business on the street. Y'all got to keep that shit hush-hush, okay? Very important. Let me get to the next question. Good question, though, gentlemen. Great questions. P says, great show, Dean. Why is that when I'm talking to a woman I have no interest in, I'm smooth as fuck, but when I'm interested in, I begin to self-regulate? Well, okay. Remember, remember I told you before, and this is why you got to self-check yourself all the time. Your mind knows how to stop you from growing by making you follow, listen, and watch other YouTube content that throws you off of your square. It knows you. The problem is the reason why you throw yourself off is the same reason, let me turn this on, is the same reason you don't do what I teach you with the C-spot run. And the main reason you don't do that because you're not studying and you're not rehearsing. The only way you're going to move out of that theater is learn this, like I showed you the other night. Once you read this and rehearse it enough, you should be able to say it forwards and backwards, up, down, left, and right. It's because you're not really studying as a student, man. That's why you're having the problem. And a lot of guys like you are, so you're not the only one, so don't worry. I'm not going to pick on you. You're not the only one, but a lot of you guys don't. That's why y'all having the problems. Y'all ain't studying shit. If this girl that's messaging with me offers to tell me her body count, should I let her? Buckeye 22, I don't, listen, if she wants to tell you, it's a lie. But I don't, again, brother, this dude, you gotta up your scale of women that have more class to themselves, man. Classy women don't do that kind of shit, man. Get the fuck out of the hood. Stop fucking with bitches that are bottom barrel bitches and shit, okay? Listen, man, you don't want to know because it's all a lie, man. Only way you're going to know her count is if she's a movie actress that shows all the fucking guys she's dating, or she's a porn star where you know she's got a laundry list of videos of guys she's fucking, okay? Next question. Jonah Jameson says, can you harp on the invite more when you get a chance? Yeah, I will. I'll harp on that more. Let's see here. Wait, when I meet her online to set the date, text her. What is an example of telling how we met? Tyler, it's your truth. Tyler, what were you doing? Okay, let's look at this, guys. Here I am. I'm walking along. I'm surfing the internet, and I decide to check on Plenty of Fish or whatever. I'm just searching around. And I do my swiping, and I see her. Oh, God, she got my curiosity, okay? Then I read her profile. Okay, you know what? This kind of chick I'd probably like to get to know in a more intimate way. Okay, cool. Now, Tyler, that's the story. This is the story is that you're lucky that I was on the computer, because if I wasn't, we would never met. Because here I am, minding my own business, going on the computer. I went on the app. I saw you. Truth. I saw you and then read your profile. And after reading your profile, I said to myself, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. That's what happened. I'm telling y'all guys, y'all are complicating this more than what it seems. Your story is how you got to the point of meeting her. That's the truth. So you don't need to complicate this. Just think about what you did to get to the point of meeting her. But then you can take it and be more, you can get deeper with her when you're smooth enough to break it down. Okay, let me keep going real quick. What if you just want to smash? Do you set the date or do you set going over to her place? Okay, young man, if you're thinking about smashing, this is not the place for you, because you're not going to smash, because she's going to smell you want to smash. Now, there's a difference from her knowing that you want to fuck. But when you reinforce that all you want to do is fuck, she knows that she can't fuck you because you're thirsty. And thirsty motherfuckers are the worst mother. They can't keep their mouth closed. They can't keep a secret. Because thirsty motherfuckers, every time they fuck somebody, they always want to show and put their ad. They want to put their business on the street. You got to, gentlemen, please understand this. All you guys, listen to me. Please, I want all you guys to understand this. You have to understand trust. A woman, whether she's single, dating, seeing a few guys, living with a guy, engaged to a guy, married to a guy, or have a guy's kids, whatever her situation is, the first thing she must make sure is that you ain't gonna fuck up her life. That's what's important to her. Are you the kind of motherfucker that's gonna put her business on the street? And let me tell you the characteristics of a person that cannot be trusted. A person that is pushing sex cannot be trusted because he doesn't have the experience of a man who's fucking. Because a man who's fucking is going to build the trust to show her, I'm not going to fuck up what you have. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to fuck up what you have. And if you can trust me enough to realize, and that no matter how long it takes, as long as we're going towards my four, you'll realize that you can trust me. And once she begins to realize that, you know what? Okay, this guy is not going to put my business on the street. This guy's not going to do something to fuck up my relationship. This guy's not going to do something to put my ass on the internet and show his boys and his buddies. That's when they begin to trust you. And then they will begin to flirt. It is at that point you can kind of go towards the sex or going towards the sexual trust. But see, trust and flirting doesn't mean she wants to have sex with you. It is at that point she's biting the gold again. She's going to bite the gold the first time. She'll bite the gold the second time to see what kind of a lover you are. Ooh, new thing, guys, to see what kind of a lover you are. And if you're a basic motherfucker, because now she's trusting you, and you're like, what are you doing? What are you up to? What's going on? You give her one word answers. You cannot, there's no depth in the conversations that you have. Tell her you don't know how to talk dirty. Which means is, how can I have this guy make me play with my pussy if he can't even communicate a regular conversation with me? You know what? He's a great guy. I would have loved to fuck him, but he's just not my type in the bed. But he'll be a great friend. And that's what y'all guys kind of understand, man. I'm not saying it's wrong to smash. But what I'm saying is you've got to learn the opponent you're trying to fuck. And if you think that motherfucker is going to fuck you when you have no skills, then you're fucking hallucinating, man. Great question, though. Great question. Two more I got for you. Let me see if I caught up with all the questions. But I'm going to talk about the smash and everything. All right. Let me see here. Hey, Logan, put a Q on that. If you put a Q, I'll answer, Logan. Put a Q. Remember, read the thing. Y'all got to follow instructions. Oh, wait. I didn't even tell y'all the instructions. Logan, I'm going to put that up because you didn't read the instructions. They didn't have the instructions on, so I will add your question to there. But, yeah, usually I tell you to put a Q in there. You're brand new, so I will add your question to the list of questions. But, gentlemen, we're talking about being smooth today, okay? We're discussing being smooth, okay? MH, you said, Unc, what's your homework on creativity? For example, you have a puzzle piece for patient and communication. Well, that is in the that's in Flirt to Fuck, Master the Bedroom, Kissing 101, Fucking 101, Conversation Class. You got to get product, dog. That's all in the products, dog. You ain't going to learn that shit here. Jonathan, I've heard you say on other shows that we're ain't going to be the only one. So if I know that, I'll be less judgmental, and at least that's what I'm thinking. I heard you say we're not the only one. Wait, listen. Not only, Jonah, do I not know I'm the only one, but it's going to shock you. I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be the only one. That's why I want her to talk to other guys, because I'm not taking her out to eat. They are. I'm not going to fix shit at her place. That's not my job. That's the sucker's job. I need her to have her list of suckers. So, listen, this is what a lot of you guys are saying. Just because a lot of women have a lot of guy friends doesn't mean she's fucking them. These women are smart enough to keep them dumb motherfuckers on her roster to do her bidding. And I'm fine with that, okay? All right? But listen to me. I am not the only one. And I'm not mad that I'm, because I'm not, listen, I'm not doing the shit you humans are doing. I'm not taking her to Shea France Way. I'm not buying her jewelry or anything like that. And she, that's your job. I'm not doing that shit. But I that's why I tell you guys, I don't mind her having those guys around, because those guys are going to fill in the blanks that I ain't choosing to fucking fill in, brother. So that's what I'm saying. But here's the thing about it. Regardless of what she's doing, it's none of my business. That's why I win, because I never judge them. I don't give a – listen, I don't care. I don't care. I don't – hey, listen, I'm never going to ask her what she does for a living because I don't care. I'm never going to ask what college she goes to because I don't care. That's y'all's job to ask all that shit. I don't care. But at the end of the day, I'm never going to judge her. All I'm doing is focusing on me getting the fucking invite. That is all I'm trying to do. That's my conquering mentality. Let's get to the next question. Next question, is it possible to swing from friend to sexual trust? No, you can't. No, it's, it's this simple, brother. Ready? Is this simple, okay? This is friend zone, okay? And what you're trying to do is you're trying to put this piece of paper back together to make it look like it was before you ripped it apart. Now, once it's broken and ripped, you can't go back. That's the easiest analogy. I'm going to show you again. If you are like this and you fuck up and you end up in the friend zone, you can never put this piece of paper back. You can tape it, you can glue it, but it will never be what it was when you first had it. So, no, you can't do it, guys. Remember that shit. That's from the dope ass shit I'm showing you. What's up, Unc? Poachers, my first apartment. Any tips on how to customize in a more intimate way? Yeah, hey, Chris, what I say, go and get the ultimate bachelor pad. But also, you got to look into get the colored lights, get the wine above your bed, and get the easel. Those are the free things to always give out, okay? Get some coaching. And matter of fact, what we need to do is we'll do a Skype consultation where you will do a video. We'll walk through your house, and I can show you where you can put up your artwork and stuff like that, okay? Last question from Logan, because we're answering all these questions, but we are talking about, gentlemen, we are, God damn it, Creole has a lot of great questions today. We're talking about being smooth, guys. I promise you, we'll get there. I promise you. Just want to get some of these questions in here. Why do women always challenge men, challenge a man once he says what he says after a conversation? Because, Logan, most of you guys lie like a motherfucker, and most of you guys are not actually what you say you are. That's why they have to challenge it, because what they're doing is what they did, and I think it was in 1939, the Wizard of Oz. All they're trying to figure out here, and I think I got it. Let me find it. All they're trying to do, hold on, let me see if I can find that bitch, because I saw it just the other day. I wanted to use it with this perfect question. This perfect question is perfect. Shut up, bitch. I know it's 60 seconds. Hold on. 60 seconds, guys. If I want to call in, the line's going to go down, and we're still going to chop it up. But let me see if I can find it. I'm going to show you how simple it is. This is simplistic, and this should be able to answer your question. Give me a second. Let me find it. Give me a second. Let me find it. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Let me show you what I'm talking about. See, this is what I'm saying to you guys, and this part answers your question right here. See, the question is that you guys do not understand that women can read your fucking hand every time you're talking to them. And every time you open your mouth and you pretend or portray that you are something that you're not, she is going to, where the fuck is it at, Steven? Damn, where the fuck is that? Shut up, bitch, shut your fuck up. Let me see where I put that motherfucker. I know I put it. Wait, that shit right here. Right here. Hold on a second. I got that shit, dog. Hold on. Here you go. So this is what I'm saying to you guys. A lot of you guys come off like you're this. A lot of you guys come off to women like you're the mighty, powerful Wizard of Oz with that deep voice. And I got this great job. And I got this chiseled body. And I'm this and I'm that. And you know what? I'm on my purpose. And I got this and all this other. You're doing all that shit, right? And at the end of the day, after she pulls your curtain back, she sees you're fake as fuck. That's why they challenge you. Because most of you guys aren't really standing on anything. You're portraying a role like you're the mighty, powerful wizard. But eventually she realizes that you ain't shit. That's why they do it, brother. Because a lot of you guys are really lying to these women. Y'all are not honest with these women. Y'all really lying to these women. You want to get back with your ex? I don't under... Let me ask you a question, Carl. When you eat something, let's say you had a chicken wing, or let's say you had a chicken drumstick, a leg, right? And you take a few bites of it, right? And you throw that shit in the trash can. 3 or 4 days later, you're like, damn, well, do you ever go back into the trash and dig out that chicken drumstick? Dig it out of the trash to eat it again? No. Why do you guys hate yourself so much? Why do you guys have such low self-worth? Why do you guys... This is why y'all... Guys, you don't... This is what I'm telling you. You don't want to be in that position to get your ex back. You want her to want you back. And the only way she's going to want you back is when you're a man. You gotta be strong, man. And the fact, look what you're doing. High school shit. I put my bed in with the woman, told her I wanted to get the normal in her way, and she didn't even acknowledge it. Well, so, you opened your door and it didn't open. You opened your door handle, the door was locked. Aficionados. The reason why you worship your God is put them above them yourself. You're worshiping her. You're saying, I'm not good enough. I have no self-worth. I have no confidence. I have no self-definition. She's better than me. And my God, if I say something to her and she doesn't reply back, oh my God, the world, the sky is falling. Oh my God, the sky is falling. The world's gonna end because a fucking woman didn't reply to you. Don't do anything hard to me. Charge it to the game. How do I stand on my floor if she says she's not in a rush to make things happen? Tend to begin to love me and respect myself. Does it start with tough love and create loss? No. No. It starts with your fucking puzzle. God damn it. Every time I do this show, when I start it off and I say, hello, I always say, you know, it's going to be a thing, blah, 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 blah. You know, I do it right. Then when I tell you to
I'm
I'm not knocking. I'm just giving you a number, okay? I'll be nice. Okay, I'm going to be nice, okay? I'll give you a level 10 out of 100, all right? If you got, then you know what? Start over and do it again. And break it all up and do it over and do it fast. Now, get back to you guys. When I am saying to you guys, okay? All right? When I'm saying to you guys, this is fair. Look at over there. high value man. Let's be a hey, we can be high value men together. We ain't gonna fuck. We gonna get high value men. Do you see how your thinking fucks you over? You're always looking for the next best thing. That's the trick. The trick is to get you to think that there's something new under the sun. And that's where the mind fucks you over, gentlemen. Because it makes you think that what you actually thought is real, is new. Oh, my God. Guys, they used to, this is the same thing that they did 2 decades ago with the squeeze pages. Hi, I'm Ron. I used to be just like you. Couldn't get women. I was terrible talking to women. And then I learned this magical PUA move. And you can have it now for $300. But wait, there's more. If you join right now, and there's a clock ticking, if you join right now, not only are you going to get that PUA book, but you're also going to get another PUA book on confidence. Oh, but wait, there's another thing. Well, you know what? Now you'll get those things. We will cut the prices. And look, it's the same thing, man. And y'all, mother, thank you, Tiger. Social conditioning. But no, a Tiger Dynasty. It's not just social conditioning. It's the conditioning of the mind that has got these motherfuckers on their level. That's why it's not working. Because you're always looking. Why do you guys think, I've always been telling you this since the pussy whip days in the 90s. Look in your closet, look on your bookshelf or under your bed at all the wasted shit that you have. Look at all the clothes that you can't wear anymore because you thought if I wore those clothes, I'm going to get a woman. And look at all them fucking books collecting dust on the same subject. Confidence from this guy, confidence from that guy, getting rid of a fear from that guy. And you know tomorrow night is your big night, guys, to wait for that ball to drop down and you say, this is going to be my year, fill in the fucking blank and lie to yourself again. That's the trick that you guys don't know. And that's why you're losing because of your mindset, man. Let me see what he's saying right here. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What is this shit? All right, we got that one. I got this. Wait, last one. Let me see. She said, I would like to us get to know, go to a more private place after we kissed on our first date. But she says it's not a rush. Well, what's the okay. Let me show you something, my friend. And I know it's difficult to hear this. I know it's hard is a fucking, what they say, a hard pill to swallow. It's very, very hard to understand this. When you make physical contact with a woman, you're giving her a sample of what it's going to be like to be not only in bed with you, but you're also giving her a sample of how you're going to eat that motherfucking pussy and put your lips on her body. And when she tried a sample of what you had, she realized that you need a little bit more work, or we got to slow it down because maybe I'm messing with the wrong person. Guys, the kiss should always lead to other things when you're doing it right. But the fact that she's saying, okay, now wait, now let's stop for a second. Because she said, I'd like for us to go to a more private place after we kiss on the first date, right? But she says, no rush. Okay, but here's the thing. Why is she leading everything? Why is she telling you what to do? Kind of ties in with that kiss, doesn't it? So you got to pick up your game, brother. Got to pick your game up. Got to pick your game up. Shout out to all those guys. Listen to me. I'm Dean. Class is in session. We got you guys covered. Last show of the year. Let's get back to smooth. Let's get back to smooth, guys. Let's get back to smooth. Okay. All right, here you go, guys. Peep game. All right. This is very important. The thing about being smooth, and I'm going to tell you why I don't rush it and why you shouldn't rush it. You see, gentlemen, as the motherfucker moving the chess pieces and positioning myself, in order for me to not only get trust from her, and only in order for me to get her to desire me more, okay, this is key here, all right? I know that I must continue to challenge her emotionally. I continue to challenge her, meaning what I keep telling you, when we're talking, I'm either elevating or educating. I'm always challenging her on her level. Her game is not logic. She's playing on an emotional battlefield, all right? But every victory I have by making her smile, emotion, making her blush, emotion, making her laugh, emotion, making her think, emotion, making her listen to my voice messages, emotion, making her watch my videos, emotion, that's going to lead me to a deeper, for her to see me as an emotional investment, meaning that she realizes that if he is drawing these things out in me that the average guy ain't even doing when I'm with them and making me feel the way I feel when I'm not around him, then I need to have him. I need to be with him. Okay? Because I am creating the battle. I'm not creating the battle. I'm just giving the weapons. Let me say that again. I'm not creating the battle, gentlemen. I'm just giving the weapons. And what I mean by giving the weapons, gentlemen, write this down, is what I'm saying is that remember what Tom Cruise said in, I think it's Oblivion. I'm going to have that quote in the book. I am, you're a machine. I'm the weapon, right? That's when I'm the weapon. I'm the teeter. I'm the one little drop of, I am the one morsel of sand that teeters the woman when she is having that battle in her mind. I know I've got value, girl. You're special. You know what? You got morals and we got to pray on it. We got to be in the church. And then her body saying, but girl, you just touched your pussy the last night masturbating about him. You're thinking about him sexually. Think about how he feels. Think about what it'd be like. But no, oh no, but my moral compass says, but and this is a battle that she's got to have. I'm not fighting the battle for her. I am just a morsel. So you know what teeters the battle? You know what teeters the battle? When she listens to my voice messages. When she listens to my motherfucking video messages. I teeter the battle where she realizes, you know what? You know, this kind of guy I think I can fuck. This is the guy I think I want to be with. And I realize that he's very trustworthy. He didn't rush it. And he made me take my time where I decide. You see, I'm only positioning myself to make her make the decision. You never, gentlemen, never force a woman to make a choice like this. Because if you force her to make the choice and she makes the choice, she's going to blame you when she regrets the choice. That's why I want the invite. Because the invite says that, you know what? I want him in and be a part of my world. I want to let him in to see things about me that I don't share with anybody else because I can trust him with the information. He doesn't judge me. He's not asking any judgy questions. And all we do is when we spend time together, he makes me feel good about myself. He makes me take away the insecurities. And you know what? I can't lose someone like this. She makes the right. I keep telling you what my mentor taught me when I was young was that the rule of the vampire applies to this. I have to get the invite. I can't just walk in that motherfucker. You can't walk in. You cannot just walk in. And let me explain to you. Some of you that get the invite, it's not what you think it is. because your invite, and I think I still have it. Let me find it because it's the end of the year. I think I still have it because I like to use some of the stuff that I use. Let me show you what your invite entails. Because all invites are not equal, gentlemen. Let me say that first because I don't want y'all getting excited because a woman invites you in on a mental level. All invites are not equal. You see, my invite is the invite of the vampire. That means she's making a conscious and sexual decision to bring me in. That means I swung to the right side of that five. Your invite entails that you are going to be told that you're going to have a bunch of things like, you know, we're going to take our time and, you know, just be patient and good things come to those who wait. And, you know, all the candies and all the good things that come with it. But as soon as you get invited in here, what the fuck you think happens? Now you become her chauffeur, her bank, her bitch. So don't think invites are equal because they're not. All invites are not equal. Remember that, okay? Remember that. All invites are not equal. And if she brings you in and you ain't got no game, she's setting you up for a serious downfall. And that's what y'all don't see. Women are smart enough to invite you in to make you think you're going to get something. You know, like what y'all seeing right there. Like, you know, you make you touch your leg, make you think you're going to get some ass. She touch your face. She'll give you a hug. She'll give you all the things and invite you in and then sucker get you from the back end, dog. Now, that's no knock on women, but some will do that. All invites are not equal, gentlemen. So don't make it equal because they're not. Let me see what he's saying here. Hello, Uncle Steve. Can you give us an example of how to create our own unique puzzle pieces to help build? I wish I could just tape this to my forehead because y'all are, let me just put this here. Why do I just want to ask y'all a question. Why do you guys let your mind take you, excuse me, hold it up, sorry. Why do you guys let your fucking weak ass mind make you see shit for more than what it is? I'm not complicating this. This is kindergarten shit. Why do you guys try to make it more than what it is? Can you just, dude, this, I'm not trying to complicate this. Can you just fucking follow the thing? Can you? What do you fucking mean create your own, create our own unique puzzle pieces? What are you talking about? Why would you do that when... I'm going to keep going. I know. I you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Hey, D, you're right. My bad, dog. But I'm just... dog, this is elementary shit. It is not... I'm not complicating it, man. I'm just saying, take your ass there, man. Come on, guys. All right. Just do it. JPN, you got 30 minutes right now. Any situation you're in, let me know, and I'll tell you a smooth response. You tell me the situation you're in with a woman, and I will tell you a smooth response if it's valid, okay? Hey, I told you. You remember at the bottom I told you? If you have something a woman says and you want me to respond, just tell me. See, what would be a smooth response to? And just ask the question, brother. I want y'all to start thinking for yourselves, man, okay? I got y'all covered because I care, okay? I care. But anyway, like I'm saying is this. Look, see, I want y'all to think about the Wizard of Oz and what I'm telling you about being smooth. See, the average guy that tries to be more than what he is, the fake wizard, she pulls the curtain back on a little scrawny motherfucker pushing buttons, okay? But the beautiful thing about a man is every time she pulls the curtain back, either there's another curtain to pull or there's a long, infinite doorway of doors in which she has to open that has other infinite doors, meaning that the more time she spends with me, the more layers she begins to pull away, the more I then, Rainey, the more she begins to reveal things about herself. Ooh, hold on, that's me doing the robot. Oh, man, this is great. I love this shit. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. Let me stop. Let me break it down again. I'm going to say it again. This is the draw-in. The more layers she peels back in a man or doors, it's like infinite, a long row of doors, and every door she opens is another infinite thing of doors, okay? All right? And the more time that she spends with a man peeling back his layers, trying to figure him out, the more she begins to reveal, he brings out things in her that she's never seen before. Why do you guys think the drug of you is so important? Because once you get the invite, you're in. Well, hey, once you're here, you're never going away. But you got to get here first. Once you're here, that's why I tell you it's quicksand. Because the more she wiggles, the more she tries to run, the more she tries to get away, the more she's going to be captivated by you, okay? That's what I'm saying. Chad says, just matched up with a woman on Tinder. Would it be a smooth response? I don't know what – you got to tell me – just copy and paste what she says in her fucking – the lie in her Tinder profile. Copy and paste what she said in her profile and post it, and I'll tell you what to say. I can't tell you because you're not giving me enough information. Let me know what her profile says and what she wrote. Put a few things in there, and I got you. I'll spit some flavor for you. That's easy as fuck. But I need more, okay? All right, so, but guys, are y'all listening to what I'm saying, okay? See, what they will do once they know you're smooth and you're in, they're going to take their toe and dip it deeper into the water and start to tell you dark secrets. Some of them, unfortunately, would tell you about Uncle John. Some of them will tell you that they used to get abused. Some of them will tell you, they will start to tell you personal things about themselves because the trust is so there and they know you're not trying to solve it. And you're not trying to judge them, but because they have a connection with you, they are going to begin to share information to you, okay? The more information they share, the closer they feel they are to you. Remember, guys, I'm not lying, tricking, manipulating, or deceiving. She's making the conscious decision to share information with me because she knows when she talks with me. We're on video face-to-face that I'm changing up how she sees the world, how she sees everything, okay? That's what I want y'all guys to see, all right? This is all beauty. It's like a Mona Lisa, gentlemen. It's a Mona Lisa. It's beautiful. Around the way, what's up, T-Dog? Let's see. I saw a nice-looking lady shopping for jewelry. Seemed like she didn't want to be bothered. Did I miss the opportunity? Yes, look at the judgments. Look at the judgments. Look at the judgments. You had judgment number one and number two, why you failed. Your first judgment is you saw the lady at the jewelry store and you realized because you have no self-worth, you have no bid, and you don't believe in yourself that you didn't go over there and talk to her. But then the second judgment you did to make the excuse to make you feel better, you judged her off of how she looks by judging what kind of person you think she beat that she wants. And again, this is like your Johnny Carson mind reader. You're doing this. Oh, I know that she looks like the kind of woman that wants a guy that has muscles, a guy that is good looking and he's got to be 6'4", and he's got to have a nice apartment in a corner office, and he's got to have a long dick or whatever, all this shit you think. That's what I'm saying. Around the way, you're killing yourself by creating judgment. when you judge yourself, you failed. And then you made a judgment on her by you, just because you, look, just because you saw a tight ass and some titties, you automatically assume that you wasn't good enough for her. You automatically assume that she is not going to like a guy like you. And like you say, you're I see you're a trucker. Maybe you say to yourself, well, maybe she ain't going to like a trucker because I'm like a blue-collar worker. And she looks like the kind of woman that wants a guy that's in a Fortune 500 company. You've already killed it. If you just went to, hey, look, brother, if you just went to C-Spot Run, you would have had your answer. If you just trusted your C-Spot Run, meaning if you just scribed how you put your bid in, you saw what you want, and you just C-Spot Run, that's how easy it is, you put your bid in and go over there, you would have known your answer. But you killed it because you're like, not C-Spot Run. How can I C-Spot Run? I'm not near Spot. Well, Spot's too tall. Spot's too beautiful. Spot's mean. How can I C-Spot when I'm not looking at Spot? I mean, that's all y'all do all the time. But that's the judgments you're placing on yourself. That's what I'm saying. Chad, only thing in her bio is height 5'9", Instagram handle. Okay, Chad, post her Instagram. Let's see. Chad, hey, Chad, if you don't want to post it live, Chad, manmindset@gmail.com, copy your Instagram and send it to me. Manmindset@gmail.com, copy your Instagram and send it to me, and I got you. Don't send it on, don't put it on here. Don't do that. Go to the manmindset@gmail.com, okay? Right there, the manmindset@gmail.com, and just copy and paste your Instagram and let me do God's work, okay? Let me do that, okay? I got you. I got you, man. I got you. All right? Yeah, the ecosystem's working fine. Remember, we're in four ecosystems, guys. Count to four. Weather, nature, humans, men. We're in four. So just remember that, okay? Okay, remember that. So the C-Spot grunt is a rehearsing to the point of no thought, just action. Yes. Yes, but okay, but it's a little more. Remember, I told you, y'all got to pay attention, man. This is not complicated. It's not just a C-Spot run. You have got to know why Spot is running. And if somebody questions why Spot is running, you should be able to defend why Spot is running. And stand on that, meaning I'd rather lose you and stand on C-Spot Run, and then be able to express, why do you C-Spot Run? That's how your four works, brother. It's not just saying it. It's that, dude, come on, man. Look, just print screen the bitch's fucking thing and send it to me. My God, man. Y'all are making it so difficult on your boy, man. I'm trying to help you. Trying to help you, man. Guys, we have about 15, 20 minutes left in the show. Ask questions, but we're talking about, and we'll continue this next year. We got to continue this because we've got to understand about closing and sealing the motherfucking deal, okay? All right? But what y'all don't understand is not necessarily sealing the deal, okay? All right? What you don't understand, the deal is already sealed. She just has to recognize and realize that she's ready to kiss the motherfucking ring, okay? All right? Because you are pushing her beyond the fringe or the edge of all of her emotions, thoughts, and fantasies. So technically, you've already won. It's already over. She wants to be with you, but she's smart enough to listen to her fucking friends that tell her, don't be careful about that guy. You don't want to fall in love. Girl, all the things her father tells you, your friends say, stay away from him. He's a bad boy. He's an asshole. He's a jerk. He's got other women. You don't want to be a guy like that. He's going to hurt your feelings and all this other shit, okay? That's all I'm saying, man, okay? That's all I'm saying to you guys. What I am saying to you guys is that you're going to win before you win, but you don't notice it, okay? All right? Because of the emotional behaviors in the woman is going to tell the story. You remember, that's why I tell you, can you send me a photo? Send me a photo so I can tell you how sexy you are. Send me a photo so I can tell you why I look forward to seeing you. Send me a photo. Send me a photo. Voice message. Hey, how you doing? What's up, sexy? Hey, good morning. Video message. What's going on, baby? I just want to say hi to you. Send. Why? Because I'm training her elevation or education to do and communicate to me in a way that she's never communicated to a person fucking before in her life. That means every motherfucking guy from elementary school all the way up to where the fuck she is now has never ever done what I'm teaching you. All her communication is this. That's all it is. What I'm doing is I'm positioning myself. But not only through my position, I am also giving her samples of the wine above my bed, the lights in my, the different color lights in my shower, the easel. So every time I'm asking for a picture, remember, guys, I'm just positioning myself for her to trust me enough, to flirt enough, to say, you know what are you doing? Send me a photo. Let me see you right now. Or, baby, what are you up to? Nothing. I'm fucking, I don't know, playing games, video games, or I'm walking the dog, whatever the fuck you're doing. Oh, send me a picture. Let me see you. Not because she doesn't trust you, because she wants to see you in that moment. But the best part is like, baby, let me go ahead and do this. I'm going to take a shower and I'll hit you back. Oh, let me take a photo. Because you always want to take one of me. Take a photo. And that's what the fuck I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. The thing that I want more than anything, God damn it, I don't know if I could do that. Maybe we'll do that today. Maybe we'll do that as a special. I'm going to see if I don't know how the chat lines work. I haven't been in a while, but we'll go on the chat line and say, let me see if we can work the chat line. I don't know if it's working the same because they did some modifications where I think they did something. I forgot what they did, but maybe we can try it. I don't know. Maybe we can try it because y'all remember me on the chat line. I used to kill that shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is the position and these are the moves that I am making. I want her to tell me, let me see you in the shower. So when she sees me in the shower, she's going to ask the question, which is going to trigger the sex. Or what are you doing right now? Send me a photo. Do you think I'm going to send her a photo? Fuck no, I'm going to go video. I'm going to lie in my bed so she can see the pillows, and I'm going to lift my motherfucking ass up so she can see the wine above my bed. Why? Because I'm driving her in, ask the curious question of why, out of all the guys I've ever met, I never met one that has wine above his bed. I never met one that does the showers. I never met one that has an easel and he's not an artist. I never met a man that does voice messages and videos or goes live or tells me or gives me sense. Guys, think about all the things I'm fucking telling you. This is why I get the invite, because I'm not playing by the rules that you guys are playing by. I'm creating the rules by positioning myself. She sees the water. Wow, what is that? Is that an app? I've never seen that. But why do you have colored lights? And this is the easy one, because when I have women over my house, I love to tell, look, this is my painting. When I have women over my house, guys, this is my guy. Let me show you what you're hearing right now, what I'm about to tell you. Before I tell you, I want you to see him. This is my guide. All I am doing is my guide, right? Taking my guide, painting a picture. A little bit of my culinary school, a touch of my amusement park, selling, marketing, and promoting myself, and giving her, if I choose the drug into my drug lab or the cocaine of me, that is all I'm doing. And gentlemen, I'm taking, because no one's ever talked to y'all this way, I'm taking all that shit down in my studio, and I'm mixing that bitch down. That is all I'm doing. And all I'm saying is this, simply this. When I have a woman over, that's why I have the colored lights, because it's nothing like turning all the lights out with a woman and having the music going and having the different color lights hit off her body where it shows a different color silhouette of her while either I'm eating her pussy, that's a choice, or her sucking my dick. That's when I'm pushing the pendulum because she asked the question. I didn't say, remember, I'm not talking about sex. I'm positioning to talk about sex where she's so inquisitive about this shit, she brings it up, gentlemen. I don't bring it up. She brings it up. Jesus, let me leave this system. Where's my pen? Do I have a marker? Where's my marker? Where'd I do my marker? God damn it, you're just such a bad student, man. You don't listen to the show. Where'd I do my markers? I have my markers. Fuck. I'm trying to see where I put. I used to ask. What can I use to give you an example? This shit ain't gonna work. I will try to use this as best as I can. This is not gonna work. This is not gonna work. I swear, every time I have, wait, let me take one. I did not fucking find a marker. Oh, wait. What the fuck is under my desk, man? Shit. All right. I'm going through all this trouble for you, man. You better fucking remember this shit. Hold on a second. There you go. That's it. Well, I need this. Okay. Four ecosystems. Four. Okay, four. So you have weather, nature, you, PN, you're in this. This is your equals. This is where you're at, and this is where I'm at, okay? Even though all four of these things are moving right now in time, the same time. They're all moving in the same time in the same direction. But each one of these things have different rules. But we're just going to talk about the you and me, okay? You and me, all right? The weather is the first ecosystem you're in, the first circle, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It is not controllable. It is something you can't control. It just is there. When it's hot, it's hot. It's cold. It rains, it snows. It's going in the same direction. The second one is nature. Nature is driven off of predator and prey. That's it. Alpha and everybody else. That's all it is. That's nature. But again, it's going around with weather. So those two things are both moving at the same time. Okay? At the same time. You motherfuckers are in a ecosystem of believing what TV tells you. You believe what your teachers tell you. You believe what your parents tell you. You believe you're so open to the lies. You believe Columbus discovered America. I mean, you believe in fairy tale books and whatever people have stuffed down your throat. Meaning in your ecosystem, you believe the lies, the manipulation, the infomercials. You can wear axe spray to become a man. Anything that they can sell you on, you believe because you don't believe in yourself. Okay? Wait. I'm on mute. Y'all can hear me? Wait, can y'all hear me? I want to make sure y'all can hear me. Hold on. Check, 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 check. Y'all can hear me? Check, check, check. Y'all can hear me? Hello, hello. Can y'all hear me? Can everybody hear me? Just yes, yes. Y'all can hear me? Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Billy Dollar Smile. Hey, Billy Dollar Smile can hear me. Y'all all can fucking hear me. Thank you. Let me say it again. Weather, nature, you guys. Now, this is what we're talking about. In here, you're perfect. He's lying. That was funny, Billy. That's funny as fuck. In here, okay, your world, you believe that you don't have a chance in your world, okay? And I'm saying how you see the world. You believe, I'm going to say it again, you believe you have no chance. In your world, let me show you. In your world, you're consistently blaming people for situations. You blame women for this. You believe that women are against you because the YouTubers tell you that in your little fucking ecosystem. You believe your problems are catastrophes because a woman said no to you, because she rejected you, because she said she had a boyfriend. You think women are purposely out there trying to hurt and harm you in your ecosystem. You believe that you're the only one targeted. It's always picking on me. Why is everybody always picking on me? I mean, that Charlie Brown song. And then you believe you keep revealing your painful memories with women, feeling like a victim. You feel powerless. You always feel attacked because you watch these YouTubers that always bitch about you being attacked. And you believe that you're not responsible for what happens in your life. And you attract people who complain, blame, bitch, and be victimized. So I'm trying to show y'all something. This is deep, gentlemen. This is deep. So in your world, you're still moving with these three things, okay? But you don't believe in yourself, okay? But then there is us, the anomaly, the four-leaf clover. We're the Bigfoot. We're the UFOs, the Loch Ness Monsters. We're the 0.5 percenters. We're the ones that are the bad motherfuckers on the block. Not too many of us, but we're there. Now, we live in weather, we live in nature, and we live in your fucking weak ass world. We're in here. We're all lumped together as a whole. We're all lumped together. The only difference between us and you and all this shit is that we know that we must abide by three laws here. Law of the land. If you kill somebody, they'll usually get you because of the first 48. And guys, I watch enough killing movies that if you have your phone, they'll ping your phone and you're fucked. Okay, so they'll get you the first 48. If you kill someone, you're going to jail. The second law is the law of the street. If you're going 50 fucking miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour zone and a police officer's there, they're going to pull you over. And if you're black, you probably get your ass fucked up. Just joking. Whatever. I'm just saying. Law of the street, meaning that you can drive a little bit over the speed limit, but you can't drive past a certain point because if a cop needs, to get some tickets out there, they're going to pull you over. Law of the street. And then the third law is the law of the job. We understand that we have to perform our duties that we're getting paid for. So whatever the duties are that we have, we're going to do them, okay? So listen to what I'm saying, okay? Even though we are different from you, we're still in your ecosystem, meaning that we are simultaneously in the same place. The only difference is that we create our own laws, rules, and codes. We, unlike you, are taught to worship ourselves versus a white hippie that is on a cross that is not real. If they want to be honest, the motherfucker should be black, but we're not going there because y'all believe in your white hippie, okay? I'm not here to knock you on your white hippie, okay? On your white hippie. I'm not knocking you on that. But what I'm saying is that you believe the stories that mommy and daddy told you. You believe the stories that are handed down. You have been indoctrinated with the religion that your parents chose to choose for you, or you have been watching a lot of TV and some evangelist has made you think or caught into a cult. Because if you look at the cult mentality that's happening on YouTube, what is it? It's us versus the world. Women are bad. You know, hypergamy, female nature, and all that shit they conjure up. You believe in the fairy tales. This is fairyland. This is where Snow White and them live. It's a fairy tale. You believe the bullshit that is handed to you because you are not a free thinker. You have a slaved mentality. There are chains here. You don't see beyond your miserable life. You think every day is a cloudy day. It's not fair. Women only mess with other guys. They don't mess with me, and they mess with Tyrone and Boom Boom and Ray Ray, and they would never mess with me. I have a job. I have a degree. I got an education, and she doesn't want me. Y'all are stuck in the fairy tale world. It is beautiful. It's fairy tale and shit. It's fairy tale. But what I'm saying is when you're free, you don't see the world the way the human, you don't play by the rules, and you don't see the world the way it's got you set up. Here in fairy tale land where you're in, a good man, you got to take her out to dinner. You got to make her feel special. Buy her a gift. Take off your jacket in a puddle. Be a gentleman. Show her that you want to be her friend. You want to get her to like you. It's okay. You should care, because if you care about what she says, care about her feelings. Hey, everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy. Let's not bully these kids. Let's not be mean. Let's talk it out. Hey, when you're in trouble, you're in timeout, mister. Tell you this motherfucker here. The bully fuck with you, you fuck the bully up. The bully fuck with you, you meet him at 3 o'clock and you fuck him up. If you can't beat him, you still try to fight and fuck him up to show him you're not going to let him bully you. Totally different rules here. I don't play by the rules of taking that motherfucker. I keep telling all you guys listening to me, my rule, my law, how I want to move it. And you know how I move it, guys, because if she wants to go somewhere, we're either going to lake spread your ass cheeks and feeding the fucking ducks. Emma, I got you 1 second. We're going to lake spread your ass cheeks to feed the ducks. We're going to have coffee or ice cream on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, or we're going to have cocoa or wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's all you're going. But see, you guys, you believe that if you pray hard enough and you eat your vegetables, your world is going to be yours. Oh, my God. You believe that in fucking less than 12 hours or 11:30 where you're living, you believe that a ball that is going to fall for 10 seconds is going to magically grant your wishes of change. you motherfuckers actually believe in any bullshit. I seen guys that said, you know what? If you say amen on this post, then good things are going to happen. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding? But in your world, you believe in excuse fairy crunch. You got motherfuckers. You actually believe that if you go to YouTube and you watch a video with a guy telling you, you watching clips from different movies where guys are hustling and punching bags and they're being motivated and, oh my God, wait, let me show you one. Let's look at one. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me show you the fuck I'm talking about. Hold on. This is a good question. I'm gonna show you something. Hold on. Let me show you motherfucker something. Let me show you something. Watch this. Peep this. Peep this. Watch this shit. Let me show y'all something. If y'all don't believe me, I'ma show y'all. I'ma show y'all what y'all motherfuckers believe in. Let me pull that shit up. Hold on a second. Let's see. Motivation. Motivation. Hold on. All right, motivational video. Now watch. I want y'all to watch. Here's where they fuck you over. Remember I told you, clips and fucking voices of people doing shit, and y'all fucking believe this shit. Hold on, it's a commercial. This is your world. I want to introduce you to your world. Hold on, wait, it's 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, here we go. Here we go. Turn it up.
Do you think you'll have any regrets?
Stop! Yeah, they get you every time, man. Boy, they get you every time in fairy tale land. Because the truth of the matter is, the motive. Why do you think he tells you to watch a motivation video? Because he realizes you ain't got the capacity to motivate your fucking self. And you think by watching people work out, run, climb up fucking mountains and all that shit is going to give you motivation? False motivation. Hey, fairy tale crunch world. Fairy tale crunch world. And this is why y'all lose in your world. Now, don't get us wrong. We're in the same world as you, unfortunately. We're in the same system as you guys. But the difference is we win because we work on ourselves. We win because we worship ourselves. We win because we don't make excuses. We win because we motivate ourselves. We win because we don't wait for a ball to drop every December 31st to lie to ourselves. We win because we don't sit around and tell ourselves, I want to get over fear. I want to get confidence. I want to be better at women. Man, we don't give a fuck about women. We don't care about women. We only care about ourselves. That's why we win in there. So what I am trying to get you to do is to cross the street and join the winning squad by stop letting the world dictate and tell you how to think. That is why you're losing, because the world is always telling you how to think. The world is always telling you how to feel. The world is always telling you how to be. And all you guys do is believe the bullshit. And then you get mad. Well, you know what? The hypergamous nature of the squirrel was so mean. I tried to talk to the squirrel, and because she was in her nature, she didn't talk to me. And see, I told you guys, this is why you can't date them, and this is why you can't marry them, and this is why you've got to get on a boat or on a sail or on a horse or on a UFO, and this is why you've got to go somewhere else, because these American women are terrible. Guys, there is a motherfucker, I won't say his name. I don't want to call him out. There is a big name bullshitter that has a big ass audience that talks about female nature talks about hypergamy, talks about how bad women are. And here's the big thing, because I add their names in the book, but here's the big thing about it. Ready? The motherfucker married his high school sweetheart, meaning he's never dated anybody but the fucking bitch in high school. So how the fuck does he know about women, female nature, and all that other shit when he's been with the same woman since high school? But you don't know that, see? I keep telling you. There are guys, you guys have no idea, these motherfuckers on YouTube, I've seen it all, and I put in the book. I know guys, I won't put names, I know guys that try to teach manhood that are bisexual. I know men that teach manhood that are in cuck situations. Men that teach manhood that cry around bitches. But you know what? You believe the magical story that they know game because they got a huge subscriber count, which some of the motherfuckers that get the marketers to get you suckers to think that they're the real deal. But what do I know? But I know this much. I'm not here because guess what? Here is where you want to play fair. Here is where you want to be nice. Here is where you want to be kind, you know, and thoughtful. You know, her feelings, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings. And, you know, her feelings are important to me. You can stay wherever the fuck you want to stay. But, gentlemen, there's a whole different motherfucking place. Because, gentlemen, where I live, we live by a simple mantra that you see right here. And that is simply this. Fuck your feelings. I don't care what she says, what she thinks. I give no fucks. Because I'm too busy working on my motherfucking ass to worry about a fucking woman. Fuck her feelings. Do you think about giving mini sessions where you post an error in a class, a response more often? You can do that whenever you want. That's what the show is for. I tell you guys to do that all the time. It's up to you to do that. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, I'm saying to you guys out there, okay, believe what you want to believe, okay? Hold on, Tyler. Oh, let me see here. Hey, D-Dog. Sierra's been on the shelves for years. You're absolutely right. Her initial text on Bumper, hi, Tyler, good to match with you, but I think we must have matched a while because I was in your neck of the woods this week. Why do all the Q1s always live so far away? Well, okay, Tyler, what's the move here? Tyler, what's the fucking move? What's the move, Tyler? Is it you want me to help you? What's the move? Good to match with you. I think we must have matched. Tyler, what does this got to do with anything? What? They're allowed to say they want to say, but are you on your four? Are you on your four? That's the question I'm asking you. If you want me to answer it, let me know. I don't know what you want me to do, okay? Let me keep going. Let's see what we got here. Let me see if we answer any other questions. But I hope you guys understand. Let's see here. Let's see what else we got here. There's a lot of guys out there that y'all guys believe in, okay? Okay, I sent the email on. Okay, hold on a second, Chad. Hold on. Let me look that shit up. Give me a second, guys. We're not done. We do a few more before we wrap this shit up. Let me turn off that motivation bullshit. Let me see what you got here. All right, so let's see what you got here. All right, Meredith. Okay, she's okay. I'm gonna show. I just show her face, just the top part of her face. That's her face right there. All right, so let's look at the bitch. All right, so, all right. University Charlotte, lives in Charlotte, 25 miles away from you. Could she likes working out? Dog lover. Grab a drink. Travel outdoors. And this is all the information you got. Okay, her account is private. I see that. Now, okay, what I'm asking you, see, this is cool. What is, okay, what's the play? What's the play? What do you want to do? Because all I see is working out, dog lover, grab a drink, travel outdoors, okay? All right? So what's the play here? Where do you want to take this? Because all she's doing is sitting there. She's not really talking about anything. She's got 15,000 followers. This is her Tinder. She's Queens of the... Okay. But what I'm asking you, what's the play? You tell me. You tell me what to play, okay? Oh, yeah, they're bisexual and gay. Dude, they've always been bisexual and gay. Guys, do y'all actually... Oh, man. You can always tell the fake ones by the shit they say, dog. Dude, I've seen them. I know guys, and I'm put that in the book. I know guys that have just getting rooms with people to market how to manipulate you out of money. I've seen it all, man. I've been in this shit for 30 years. I've seen all these guys, all walks of life, brother. So, Queens University, Charlotte, lives in North Carolina, 23 miles away. Okay, what is, and I'm going to ask you, Tyler, what is your bid? What is your bid? Hey, thank you. Thank you, Christian, for the $4. Thank you, brother. What is your bid, man? What is your bid? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? What is your bid? Okay, Meredith, after scrolling through, what is this, Tinder, I guess, and seeing your profile, right? All right, your looks got my curiosity, you know, and after looking at your profile, I don't see much of your profile, but I see you like to work out, you're a dog lover, you're traveling outdoors. Well, the thing about me, what made me reach out to you, for me, I'm saying for me, is because I'm a dog lover. I love Rottweilers. I've always loved Rottweilers since I was small. Maybe it's because I love watching The Omen, but I had a fascination with those dogs because not only do they look powerful, they look mighty and kingly. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm doing here? I'm telling her my story of why not only am I talking to her, but what caught my attention. For me, it's the dog lover because I'm a dog lover. Matter of fact, I love animals. I'm a fucking animal lover. So, you know, that's fine. And also, you're 25 miles away. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's not hard. This is not hard. Again, I'm just telling her the story of how I got to this point. And whatever she says, I don't care